like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show.
Sword fight.
Sword fight! Sword fight! Sword fight!
Yeah. You know, Chris.
You know.
Oh, how important.
You know.
If it's human way, save some for me.
Yeah. I did it! I did it!
And now, on with the show.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Robert.
My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike Show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
Okay. How would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard,
uh-huh.
What is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
go ahead.
Well, that's the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the and testicle fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
That's a good oldie.
Intesticle.
Here's a brand new one.
Oh, goody.
You 14 minutes left. Two calls. We could talk more about pizza if you want, but if you want to jump on board, you can probably get on.
Yeah.
And we'll talk from Mike from Manhattan. You're on with Dr. V.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Is this me?
It's you.
Yes. My name is Michael O'Mara. I'm calling because I'd like to discuss my omentum.
Go ahead.
All right.
Talk about it.
Okay, you go first.
Talk about it.
Omental fat is... Oh, get rid of him. This is the farting guy from last week. Mike, you're persona non grata. I can't take it.
Oh, well, this qualifies.
Big time. We get prank calls. That's big time.
Hey, I guess we made it big. He called with farting and now burping.
Yeah, more calls about pizza.
And one more.
One more
classic one, I'm told.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon.
You.
Next.
You
good
have
afternoon.
A
you're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. Chisti.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think, is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael O'Mara, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive. And I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
Come on. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Of being innocent.
Talk about being gay.
Oh, sad nap.
Right.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Welcome back to the show.
Look at when he breathes.
Oh my goodness, it's like a puzzle.
But what is the answer to the puzzle?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That's so gay.
Big.
Big.
big, big, bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
You boys make me sick.
So why do you favor rape?
Oh, yes, it is.
What not?
Oh, my goodness. It's...
What not?
Sword fight!
What not?
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
What not?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that's funny. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome back to the show. Hi there, little brains.
We're little brains just like you.
Teeny little brains. Don and Mike show on Monday. Maybe you just heard the phone number. 877-365-3636. Let's start the week with a blind call.
Uh-oh.
Blind person calling the show.
All right, very good.
No, I bet not.
Is it blind Glenn?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Blind and mute. Hello?
Some kind of disability here.
I believe so. Are you there, caller?
Gone.
Wow. All I heard was...
I hope with this jazzy music, that is not an omen as to what this broadcast will be like as far as our callers go.
This is some rockin' bass.
Welcome to the Blues Sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got caught up in a karaoke version of Bruno.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hey, I was hoping to talk to Joe. I just wanted to know the radio station in Reno.
Are you a Martian?
No.
Hi, Joe.
You sound like a Martian.
You know, Joe is conspicuous by his absence.
I did not know that.
The beverages are not here.
Was Joe a little tardy today, just a wee bit?
He's mentally retarded.
He's tardy every day.
That's a softball.
He's tardy again, which makes him... retarded.
Is he on the crapper, seriously?
No, he's been and gone because we are out of ice.
Out of ice?
Out of ice!
Can't do a show without
How
ice.
How can you be out of ice and understand?
So he's fetching ice.
He's been snorting for out of ice for a whole year.
And when we send him out to get ice, we do it like in the Three Stooges, right?
Yeah,
that big gigantic, that clip thing.
He goes around the corner to the Iceman.
He does.
And then he has to go up 10 flights.
It's like a big thing, it's metal tongs hold exactly one gigantic, big, oversized ice cube.
When you were growing up, I mean, that's they didn't have refrigeration, right? Yeah, that's how you kept things cold. Bring it up the steps and push it in a little door, and then it was in your ice box. And
that's
how you kept your meat from spoiling. Some people still call the refrigerator the ice box. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir, 10 cents worth of ice.
I'm sorry, we don't sell it for 10 cents. It's a quarter.
I want 10 cents worth.
Well, then you should be on your way.
Pull some in my hand.
I've just seen him.
Come on, man.
Hello,
God of Mike.
You went to the ice man, Monday
hey,
Joe.
Hey.
Monday.
Hey.
It's ice, baby. Ice, baby. What's happening?
Mike O'Mara.
The Red Sox yesterday.
Oh, yes. I like to low-key that when it's when it's one of our markets, you see. Especially when they're very close by.
Oh, they beat the Orioles yesterday, right?
Yeah, quite a come from behind victory yesterday. Very, very exciting.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Jim Dandy, how about you?
Oh, fantastic. Uh-huh.
James Dandy. I could change that to my name today. James Dandy.
James Dandy. Dandy. And you'd always dress really nice.
And you know why? Because I feel like a dandy lad today.
A dandy lad.
A dandy lad.
Well, you know, if you feel that way on Monday, old sport, I think that's a great thing.
That's a good sign. What's up?
I'd just like to say, Don Knotts, go.
Don Knotts, go. That's it.
Oh, let me try it. Let me try it like you got it. Don Knotts, go.
You're doing your Larry King impression.
Why?
That
was almost Larry Kingish in its own. Why
are you saying I never liked Don Knotts. Never liked this show.
Why
Don Knotts?
What are you talking about, Bonnie Fife?
Why do you want to talk about what? What?
I'm trying to get your opinion on it.
Wait. Opinion on what?
On what?
On Don Knotts.
He already gave it.
He's dead.
A comic genius in his own right.
He's gone.
Exactly.
He's left us a long time ago.
His role as Fife was par excellence.
You're right on the money.
And you are Pierre.
Mike, you got it. No.
They have to be from Northern California, right? Is he from Northern California? Is he from NoCal?
No, the area code's 443. That's
the negative.
The Baltimore. I believe today, if you wouldn't mind, if we have a string of callers.
Yes.
Instead of going French with Dumas.
I will go any direction you wish.
Let's go the way we feel most comfortable with German.
German.
Dumas could certainly be in.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Herr Dumas.
And, I won't have to limit it to Sacramento. I can actually do that for all Dumas calls, and we make Dumas a German name. So you, sir, you're the first one. You will be Hans Dumas.
I got a question
Hans
for you.
Dumas is you.
And just like someone today will work
what about
their way
the,
up. I'm
sure,
shut up. Someone will work their way up to the coveted, much, much sought after.
Not the full name, the coveted Dolph.
Hey, Dolph.
Just Dolph.
Just Dolph. Dolph.
Dolph Dumas.
Uncle Dolph Dumas.
The Fuhrer.
He wrote a book.
All right, let's get things going here. Before we talk about Mother's Day. Right.
Oh, happy post-Mother's Day.
Dude, what a decision that we made yesterday.
What?
Here's a bad decision. If you decide it's a nice day,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to go to a neighboring city, in this case, Baltimore, Maryland.
Lovely in the springtime.
Right.
We all applauded simultaneously. Normally it's just ham hands that does that.
Well, my girlfriend used to work there. She knows a lot about Baltimore. She used to live there. So she likes going back there occasionally, and they have the nice inner harbor.
Very nice.
So it was a nice day, and we got in the car and said, let's get out of here early,
mm-hmm.
get up to Baltimore. No idea, forgetting, of course, it's freaking Mother's Day.
Beautiful weather.
There is just the wall-to-wall people everywhere.
Yep.
Smell of people everywhere. The big sign that I saw that told me we must leave immediately. We made an error in judgment. But we passed the third restaurant that had A-U-C-E.
A-U-C-E.
Oh. All you can eat. Because there were lines around the block.
Oh, all you can eat.
Did you ever go to Baltimore on a Mother's Day not realizing it's Mother's Day and where your girlfriend wants to walk around and look in the shops? It's right by the restaurants with all you can eat.
We need more fried chicken. You're out of fried chicken.
And we walked in one of those joints. And
Old Country?
I don't know what it was, but you might as well have thought you were walking into like a primetime or 2020 expose of everything that goes wrong, because they had a buffet.
Yes.
That really looked...
That usually goes along with all you can eat.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
That's pretty much it.
Not all that fresh.
I mean,
kind of been sitting for a while, had it?
And to greet you, a really creepy lime green Jell-O mold. Yuck.
And Jell-O doesn't hold up that well.
Not
in the warmth.
So we made a classic mistake by going up there and doing that. And poor Jan, every 2 seconds she was saying, because she knows the city.
Yeah.
We are just a block away from a restaurant that has the best onion rings or whatever it was that she had a taste for.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we would go like two blocks a different way, it would be a stampede of families, all of them wearing their matching number 8 Dale Jr. shirts.
Hello!
And, of course, Mamo in her Rascal or her scooter.
Yes.
All of them waiting in line.
All you can eat. Sampler for Mother's Day.
You know what's great about all you can eat? Everything. You can get breakfast food like pancakes and eggs, and you can also get fried chicken.
Huge error, but thank goodness pulled her out
of a restaurant
and said, let's go. And it was cemented when we got out to the car. I don't know where we were, somewhere in Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore is all the same. It's a nice city, but I can never tell a Little Italy from Fells Point. From I mean, all I really know is the Inner Harbor.
You're lost if you're a stranger there.
Okay. Where the stadium
is. A lot of people know the stadiums and Inner Harbor, and that's it. It's a wonderful cosmopolitan town with lots of nooks and crannies in it.
But
though.
Wherever we were with all of the all of the 1941 burned out, you know, big, gigantic warehouses.
Right.
And you know, they are.
Did you make your way down to the warehouse area?
They are. Well, almost all of Baltimore is warehouse district.
In a manner of speaking.
You know, we drove by where Bohagers used to be.
And is it a warehouse now?
You know, it is luxury condominiums.
Yeah. It's a tragedy that fine establishment has been turned condo.
Turning it around.
Like the Jeffersons, yeah, the high rise in the sky.
Right, yeah. They're making it better than it was before.
And you can't smell the vomit or the urine anymore from where Bohagers was.
Yeah, that was the charm of Bohagers. It was just it was those two things you mentioned and just a hint of crab cake.
Now, because it was where Bohagers was, does 38 Special live in one of the condos?
38 Special?
That'd be a good gig for them. Bohagers would bring in the classic rockers. I'll have a seat.
He'll be over there if you need him.
Oh, hold on. You got a message.
No. I'm not taking any messages.
Some of your friends called.
You know, Rob, when what? That does happen, I do turn to him first before I...
That's all right.
Before I, you know, because I don't understand. And then I look to Don, and I should probably look to Buzz as well to see if they've understood.
Perhaps I should have looked to Don.
And I was like, anyway, we get out of this... We get out of this area, and we get into the car, and it's one of those deals where the parking lot is too small for all of the cars.
Right.
And as we are getting into the car, and Janet is driving, I'm not driving, we're in her car, all of a sudden we hear from the side, and now it's not the sound of her car hitting something else or another car hitting her.
Ooh.
It's the sound of someone actually slapping the back end of her car.
Angrily, I would imagine.
So, you know me, Johnny, I'll take care of my woman. I said, why don't you go out there and see what's going on?
Good for you.
No.
Check it out, darling.
I get out of the car, and there's a guy, kind of looks like Larry the Cable Guy, standing in back of my girlfriend's car. And I said...
piece of chicken in his hand.
I said, can I help you? And he was involved in some... dispute with some of his kinfolk, and he turned around and he said, what do you want? And I said, well, you hit the car.
I did not.
I said, hey, listen, let it go. Yeah, you did. And by this point, Janet's gotten out of the car, and she's now standing by the driver's side. She says, real loud,
you did so hit our car.
Oh, no. Get back in the car, honey.
And then Larry the Cable Guy says, hey, Missy, or whatever he called her.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hit your car. If I hit your car, I would have gone like this.
Boom!
Oh, right on the side.
He did. He hits the car in front of you?
Yeah, right in front. I mean,
I like just slaps it.
Yeah, slaps it.
Like punches it to make dent.
Not at all. Just
to make dent in car.
You know, it makes that metallic sound when you hit something.
Uncomfortable.
You know, something like that. And I said, well, now. Seriously, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to go to our prospective cars at this point and get out weapons and fight each other? Are we going to duel? And he kind of just stood there for a second looking at me. And I said, seriously, you hit my girlfriend's car. I bet you probably did it when you were swinging your arms around. He said, maybe. And I said, okay, enjoy your Mother's Day. And then, like, as an FU, I turned around and said, hey, incidentally, you know, this restaurant is all you can eat. And he got the biggest smile on his face. He said, yeah. How was it? So the guy...
Was he dressed up? Was he Larry the Cable Guy dressed up?
Yeah, he had on he had a felt shirt.
Right.
A plaid felt shirt.
Flannel, you mean, flannel.
No, not flannel.
No, but it was felt. He was dressed like a gay man.
Let's go with felt.
No, it was... What for him, what was a dressy shirt.
Right.
It had elements of felt. It almost, I swear to God, it almost looked like a bad 1970s tuxedo shirt. If you had like a Dumb and Dumber tuxedo.
Dark color, I'm imagining.
Yes. It was not so much a tuxedo shirt. It was a black shirt that had like purple lavender felt little squiggly thing. Just like
so it's a dress-up shirt.
Kind of like a matador almost.
Kind of a shirt that a guy would wear if he wasn't going to wear like a jacket.
But you got to picture a real neck guy. And you know, I'm just afraid that this is going to escalate into something. Turns out as soon as I said this thing, he like got the biggest smile on his face. And he ended up coming up and asked us what we enjoyed.
No. So it immediately was one of those things where the tension diffused, and then you wanted to make nice, both of you.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of said he was sorry, you know, and I don't know.
Did you say something like, I'm not sure exactly what we have, but they've got a trough in there, you know, for a pig like you. Just go in and...
This is where we had our fun.
Okay.
Because this big, burly guy who slapped the car accidentally, whatever, you know. So then we're both just sitting by... She's perched on the driver's side door, and I'm perched on the passenger door. You know, where you're, like, standing against the car, but you're, like, using the door of the car to shield yourself from the guy who's at the rear of the car.
As you fumble for your weapons.
Yeah, that's right.
In a secret compartment.
He said, how did you like it? And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I said, do you like gravy? And he said, yeah. I said, oh. Gravy everywhere. And then,
they have 15 different kinds of gravy.
And then Janet just about made me pee my pants. She says, and they have custard, and they have all kinds of brown berry pudding in there. And what I like doing was getting them all and putting in the bowl and mashing them all together. It's so good. And this guy was like, oh, that sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. They practically ran into the restaurant.
They did. So... There's not really an end to that story. It's just don't go somewhere on a crowded day when you forget that it's Mamo's Day.
Well, it's one of those created holidays where people, you know, feel obligated to do that and to buy flowers and do all that good stuff.
You know, if we consider ourselves lucky that we got out of this potentially, you know, life-altering situation, I said, this would be a good time. Let's duck into a movie theater. There's a movie theater right there. Let's go see that Spider-Man.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. Let's make this happen.
Spontaneous, not on your mind at all?
Spontaneous, not on my mind, Mike.
You weren't thinking about Spider-Man when you woke up Saturday morning and then
was
all the way...
Not.
Okay.
Was
right.
not.
Right.
Was not a priority. Did everything in the world except that. Went to see it. Got to be honest with you. Fell asleep twice during Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Well, I have to tell you this, that my children, one of the very first things they said to me, Dad... We've seen it already. We didn't get a chance to go see it this weekend, but they wanted to take me to see it twice. They were...
You saw it again?
I didn't see it. We had other stuff that we did.
Consider yourself lucky.
Well, I'd heard the reviews, and I just... You know, I know that Spider-Man is your thing. You know it's not my thing. My kids think that's the greatest movie in the world.
I gotta tell you, and I know it made $60 million this weekend, the problems are multifold. I agree with all of the critiquing of the singing of Kirsten Dunst.
She sings?
Yes, more than once in the movie. Oh, she's an aspiring jazz singer.
Does she get out in the rain at all?
She does not.
All right.
The scene where Tobey Maguire puts his hair down on his head, on the forehead, as if to be a toughie, and walks down the street like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. I'm sorry, but Mike, this is where I must part company. I will believe that a radioactive spider bit Spider-Man to make him into Spider-Man.
That's the original.
I believe that.
You believe that with all of your soul?
Yes, I do. I cannot believe that the odds would be he's the only man on Earth that's been bitten by a radioactive spider turned into Spider-Man, right?
He's the only one with radioactive blood.
So what would the odds be that when he and his girlfriend are sitting in their giant love web that he has spun almost to be like a gigantic swinging chair?
He made like a nest?
Yes, a love nest with his webbing.
Like a swinging basket?
Yes.
Cool.
And as they're laying in this looking at the shooting stars go by, who would think that one of those shooting stars was some sort of an asteroid that would land... just 5 feet away from where Peter Parker with Nate and out with Mary Jane. And the little black gobbledygook stuff that crawls out, it could have crawled up any MF'er's leg in the whole goddamn world.
Could have.
But it climbed up Peter Parker's leg.
He's lucky. Is that the bad guy that's on the asteroid?
That's what the bad guy comes from. The bad guy comes from the black goo that somehow gets in Peter Parker. It's like a 1 in a billion shot.
So the black goo gets into Peter Parker's suit?
Yeah, it makes him bad.
I'm trying to track with the story here. It sounds fascinating.
So my logic is that it was a hokey gimmick that you didn't need to include the third bad. As all of these movies, too many bad guys.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And right away it was a hokey gimmick. It's already a hokey gimmick. He got bitten by a spider. Jackie's got radioactive powers, okay?
Right. All I know is Delta Farce. You know, my pick to click. Spider-Man waxed it again.
Yeah.
Waxed it again because, you know, you people like you were going to see it again. Still very popular.
I don't want a love. I don't want a love story. I already seen the love story.
So does this wet you down for 4 and 5 and 6 and 7?
Yeah, forget it.
You're done with the franchise now.
Pack the tank up. You know, it would have been a good movie if you just had Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Sandman,
the guy from Sideways.
Those are some great effects.
How is he?
He's outstanding, and there are, in my opinion, lots of great CGI effects. The fight scene in the last 20 minutes is pretty awesome. But, Jesus Christ, you know, the reflective Peter Parker. And here's the thing, I guess by the time it gets to be the third movie, right, Tobey Maguire has some clause in there that says, I can't have my beautiful face hid behind this ugly mask, so even if you're going to put me in the suit, let me take the mask off. Because, like, every time he gets in a fight in the movie with someone,
right,
he ends up taking his mask off. Well, and sure, Mike, again, this is where I got the problem. Because Spider-Man suddenly has no problem just swinging all around Manhattan.
With his face exposed?
Hey, it's me, Peter Parker.
Well, that's not the way Spider-Man works,
although
right?
No one, of course, feeds him. Because he's fighting on top of a crane on top of his skyscraper.
Well, when he's about to swoop down on the bad guys, does he put his mask on?
Yeah, and he always remembers where it is.
Sure. Where does he keep it? Hey. Does he keep it between two pillows?
His codpiece.
You know.
What are the powers of Sandman?
Sandman, I know this, Don. I can answer this.
Oh, good.
He makes you go to sleep, Rob.
Same guy?
Mr. Sandman.
Sandman, Mike.
That's right. Make me a
fella.
Dream? Right? That's exactly right.
Like, he's another one that had an unfortunate accident.
Oh, really?
He was being chased by the police,
uh-huh,
and he wandered into a restricted area.
Yeah, of course he did.
Where he, there was, I'm not, this was in the movie.
I know, it's just funny when you hear these things.
A big, gigantic.
This is just like Batman and just like Superman. They're all the same.
Gigantic silo of some type of sand,
uh-huh,
and he hides from the police. But while he's in there, they turn on their switch because they don't know nobody, they think, hey, there's an anomaly in our big pile of radioactive sand.
Oh, it's radioactive sand.
Everything in town is.
Whatever it is.
You know. It must be a dangerous town to walk around. You got spiders that'll bite you. They're radioactive.
Turns him into a bad guy.
Radioactive sand. I thought he just came from the beach. or he was a golfer.
And there wasn't enough just Spidey swinging around, you know.
Not enough, you said?
Not enough. No, boo. Boo to you, Spider-Man.
Did you say you checked your watch or you fell asleep?
Yes and yes.
Good for you.
Yes and yes.
Good.
Now, what next? Where do you go from here?
Well, you were all full of gravy.
Without Ooh. Spider-Man, without Batman.
Oh, yeah, from that fantastic.
Did you ever? I can't keep my eyes open watching Spider-Man.
Sleeping.
No.
You need the Green Goblin is what you need.
He's in there too, Mike. Spider-Man!
Is it Willem Dafoe again?
Well, here's how they screw up the movie even more.
Oh, dear.
Willem Dafoe's voice is in the movie speaking to Harry, to young Harry. Harry Osborn. Now, Harry Osborn becomes Goblin Jr.
I thought that was a sex move, like a sex act.
What was
the it? Harry Osborn. If you do it the right way, it makes you slur your words.
Wow, really depressing.
Oh, that's so well. You knew it, though. You kind of thought there was a chance of that going in. I mean, you wanted to formulate your own opinion.
And I wanted nothing better to come back today and say, oh, you know what? Even with all the flaws and everything, yeah, it's okay. Ah.
Well, the critics have spoken.
Goodbye.
Now they've all spoken.
Goodbye. Thank God last night was redeeming. The Sopranos. If you're going to kill Christopher, mm-hmm, you know, please do it the first 10 minutes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good. Yeah, but I thought the rest of it was another suck fest.
I disagree.
Oh, I hated it.
I thought it was a great one.
Oh, I thought it was another one where at the end it was just like, oh, come on. I mean, you're giving us scenarios that just materialize.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden he just appears at this girl's apartment in Las Vegas, mm-hmm, and then it ends with him standing out because he's doing peyote. And listen. When you're doing a drug like peyote in the movies,
yes,
it doesn't suffice to look at a bathroom light and just have it fade away.
It is.
I wanted to see the whole psychedelic. I wanted to see spiders.
He was high when he was down there gambling.
Yeah, I know he was high, but he was high right till the very end, and then he puts his arms up. I killed him, and then it fades away. It's like it sucked.
Would you get David Chase's vision of what we're getting here?
I get the vision when that's like the third episode in a row that when The Sopranos ends, I'm like. That's it?
No, I liked it. Sorry, I liked it. I wish more would have.
So the Christopher murder worked for that got it done for you.
Yes,
got it done for you.
Because the way it happened, so unexpected. Just like it was for Tony Soprano's character,
and he killed him because of the drugs, right? He killed him because he was saying that thing about the drugs,
right? Or who knows?
Or did he just kill him because he was a murdering psychopath?
Just flipped out.
Yeah. But I guarantee you one thing: we'll never know why.
Right.
Right. Because that's it. That's done.
That's how we do it.
Move on to that.
Right.
And you don't watch The Coming Attraction.
Before we get to that, I don't. The part I did not care for, I don't care if you want to turn AJ into Tony Jr. That, in my opinion, was a humble waste of time. Watching the aggressive Anthony Soprano Jr.
And then he's all banged up about it because he's not like Tony, because he's the sensitive lad that has to go to his own shrink and he can't handle the violence. And what's it all about?
But the show was great, in my humble opinion, in this regard, that he snaps and he kills Christopher. And then later, just the guilt trip that he was on during the whole thing. And how about even Carm? He's on the phone with Carm.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she shrieked, oh my God!
A tree limb would have, if there had been a baby in the stroller, it would have been.
Then they showed, this is the first time they've ever shown Coming Attractions of The Sopranos.
Okay, what was it?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing. Like one big pile, steaming pile of nothing.
As in cryptic, you mean?
As in really, I mean, if you were basing whether you're going to watch the show ever again on those Coming Attractions.
They didn't give you anything.
No, you would say no.
Right.
You know, they do the fast editing and the fast paced thing. No, it's just, God.
I
want more mafia.
I was satisfied with Christopher being killed by Tony.
How long are we going to maintain the tension? Between Phil Leotardo, which I love saying.
Wasn't hardly on last.
But that's it. But they have the whole thing with dumping the asbestos. When is this going to come to a head?
The last episode.
Probably the last episode when somebody's going to kill Tony.
Just 3 more hours
left. I am now rooting for the Sopranos. Just last week I was taking a leak on their grave. What about Paulie Walnuts?
Paulie Walnuts. It was confusing to me. That you had, that was Paulie Walnuts' mother, right? Or their sister, or whoever it was. That was kind of jammed in there, I thought, too.
Yep. But I think that, maybe I'm wrong about this, I hope that leads to something in the next episode.
Well, I'm going to watch it. It's a go-to show.
Yeah.
But really, if all things considered for Sunday night viewing, it was not nearly as good as Survivor. Survivor was great. Okay,
the cheese stands alone there, my friend.
Survivor was, I got in about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, got back into watching Survivor, and it was one of the best ones I've ever seen. One of the biggest double crosses I've ever seen. And I was, hoping that would carry into Sopranos. And it's just, I want more answers. I want more stuff to happen.
But you're not going to get that.
How about, will you at least give me this?
You know that you're not going to get that.
The peyote. Could we have spent a little more time on maybe some special effects? Because I know they overdo drugs in the movies, but I've come to expect it.
What did you want it like a dragnet? Did you want him to all of a sudden see psychedelic flowers stuff?
Yes, yes. I wanted the traditional stereotypical where he looks at the light and all of a sudden the light turns into like that devil that he's looking at on the slot machine when they get down.
Right.
I wanted the devil to start talking to him. Yeah. I wanted him to morph into Big Pussy.
Right.
And none of that happened. It's just him going, and once again, Tony banging, Tony banging this absolute supermodel, gorgeous.
Really
I thought we'd have the traditional.
You have to give him credit, though. Every time he makes love to a woman now, he's wearing more and more clothes. Next week, he's going to be in an overcoat.
He was fully dressed.
How about his heavy breathing?
Oh,
is it better than Carm when she can't go back to sleep when he wakes up because he's snoring?
I wake up a lot like that occasionally. That's suddenly where you're. Anybody that's ever had sleep apnea wakes up where you do the. You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden you go. By that, sucking all the air. I just wanted it to, Don. I just want it to be better.
Hello, Don, on my show. Hello,
hey guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to, Mike, I thought you might have missed something there at the end of The Sopranos. I agree with you. It was kind of a suck fest, but I thought he was saying, I get it, not I did it.
When he's in the casino, doesn't he say something, I killed him? Didn't he say that when they were at the roulette table? Didn't he say, I killed him?
The caller's right. At the very end,
the last scene, when he's looking at that sunrise or sunset.
And he puts his arms up in the air and he says,
Soylent Green is people.
He says, I get it.
Hello, Donovan.
What does he get?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Big paycheck.
You have to wait and see.
Peyote. He gets it. The reason. Mm-hmm. The reason is there.
For everything. I don't want to incriminate anybody, Buzz, on this show, but that peyote, when they brought it out, and it looked like a little, it looked like a little jalapeno.
It looked like a sliced mushroom off a pizza to me.
Is that accurate?
I have never seen peyote buttons before, so I don't know.
He knows they're peyote buttons. Sure. So.
A lot of people...
Peyote buttons?
Yeah, religious experience for a lot of people, apparently.
Right. Do you throw up? After you take it,
Very common. I understand that. Yeah, that's a lot of mushrooms. You take them and then you throw up and then you're fine, as it were.
Sometimes you throw up, sometimes you win at cards.
It is, after all, a toxin.
Buzz has never seen peyote.
Never seen
peyote
it.
Peyote buttons, Rob.
On TV.
That's a term I just.
How you doing? This is Peyote Buttons. I'll be out later today.
Oh, man.
With Al Qaeda. Right, Peyote Buttons.
I like it. He gave the name twice. Peyote Buttons.
It's the Peyote Buttons Show.
Red's adopted son, Peyote Buttons.
Here's your host, Peyote.
How you doing?
Peyote Buttons.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to ask Don if when Tony was having sex last night, for reminding him of himself.
Reminded him of what?
When he has sex.
Exactly. It was just like looking in a mirror.
Klaus, thanks for calling, Klaus. You are the second member of the family, and I believe we're going to have an extraordinarily long list today. Klaus, say hi to your brother Hans. Klaus and Hans Dumas.
That was a good one. Mike, check my nose. Do I have a nosebleed? Because that guy just tagged me.
Ooh, he tagged you good.
Now I feel like Oscar de la Hoya. Ouch. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, the problem with the Spider-Man movies is these guys just take any of the characters and just make up a crazy story around them. The Spider-Man didn't get that suit that way.
I know that, and listen, if we all want to really take it to the comic book level, that I know would drive you crazy, Mike.
Yeah. I have to give it up when a movie is out like this.
There is a chronological order to the villains in Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. There are many, many villains that could have come between Victor, the guy in the black suit, and Sandman. They skip like 8 villains right in between.
All right. So I think I understand what you're saying.
But I love the Sopranos.
You're saying that after the original Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, you have a number of, if they were going to go in chronological order.
Yeah, like 10 more great bad guys in there.
Oh, okay, well, I agree with that.
That you could have thrown in. And my original point was, come on, he's already got a dude who got bit by a spider. Right. He's got superpowers. So what's the odds now that asteroid's going to come down and that little creepy crawler wall tingler thing, that little thing that looks... Remember those things that Dr. Fad had?
Yeah, Ken Hakuda.
What do you call those things?
Wall walkers.
Wacky wall walkers.
How would you describe those? They're made out of rubbery, like gummy plastic.
Yes, they look like little spiders themselves. They're little bulbs that have legs coming off of them, and they stick to the wall.
Yeah, so this guy...
Is this in the comic book?
So this
is completely contrived and created.
It's like in the first 10 minutes, he's laying in his spider web bed with his chick, and this asteroid comes down, and out of all the people in the whole world, the little thing climbs in this... Peter Parker Spidey.
You know, with the amazing success...
It makes him bad, Mike. That's what the bad suit is.
That's the bad... Oh, it makes him evil.
It makes him show his egotistical side, where he cares more about himself than other people.
Is he still able to fight crime?
He has to rip the suit off.
In order to fight crime.
To be a good guy.
So otherwise, he's just going to run around the city trying to get laid.
Yeah, and there's one scene also. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't like the movie, and I like the comic book. Yeah. In the comic book, Peter Parker would never go into the jazz club where Mary Jane was performing with the top part of his I'm a bad Spider-Man suit showing right underneath his
His, no.
His shirt.
Unless he was a bad Spider-Man. So he's not going to do the things that the regular Spider-Man would do.
It's not that he was a bad Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man.
He was a Spider-Man with attitude.
All right, right.
He would still help people, but he was just into the adulation more. He
Since nobody went to the movie Delta Farce that I was recommending so highly this weekend, has there been a farcical movie based on comic book movies? Has anybody come out with that one? Because I would imagine that would have a tremendous amount of comedy potential.
Like a goof movie?
Like you make a goof on the Fantastic Four, on Superman, on Batman. You goof that. I think that would be terrific.
I don't know, but in the theater that we went to see this movie in Baltimore, goddamn, they had a full-size Silver Surfer. If I had a pickup truck, I would have thrown that thing in the back, and that would be in my front yard right now.
Is that the next movie?
The Silver Surfer is the bad guy in the Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's the big guy that looks like... remember when Terminator first did the effect with the...
Yeah.
With the...
Where they morph into the metal, it's like chrome. Yeah. So that's an amazing special effect.
That's Silver Surfer from the comic books. And they had a big life-size with the guy on his... like a mannequin.
Cool. Oh, it was a mannequin, so it was like a complete doll.
Yeah, on his...
Wow.
Life-size.
On his big surfboard.
It was like a life-size doll. Yeah, you said it right, a mannequin.
Yeah.
You wanted to take it.
I wanted to.
Would you have been able to fit it into your car?
No, we had Janet's car.
Okay. All right. Next time.
I don't think we could have gotten him in my car either.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on the roof.
Yeah, that's good.
Snap him on.
Hello there. Dynamite Show. What's up?
Hey, Dynamite. Great show. Listen, when I was watching Sopranos, I noticed that Tony, when he was hallucinating, he kept hallucinating that stupid spotlight that was when he was in that coma, when he had that surgery, when he got shot by Junior.
Mm,
and I think that's what he meant when he got it, because all of a sudden he's thinking there is an afterlife and he's going to be okay.
See, maybe, Mike.
Well, wow. They leave a lot of that.
The riddles of David Chase.
The riddles of David Chase, and the most violent scene was a guy holding another guy's nose.
Like, it worked for me, though.
Like a puzzle.
You know. At least he's not on anymore.
You didn't like Michael Imperioli?
You know. I never liked Christopher. Haven't we been...
Yeah, we both didn't like Christopher.
That is the storyline...
Right.
Always drag down the plot. It's like, who cares if he's right. back on H again?
You want to make The Sopranos work for me? This is the way you work. This is
oh, my goodness, it's like a puzzle. But what is the answer to the puzzle?
This is what you do.
What do?
You have Tony, every hit that he does from now on has to be done that way. Whether they've been in a car accident or not. Imagine, imagine the struggle with Polly Walnut that he's going, but come up like, dude, Pete. Let go of my nose. You're not going to... It'll take you 2 years to kill me. It'll be like Stooges, Mike. You know? He walks up to Phil Leotardo.
Okay. I'm not going to pay you 25%.
And he just grabs his nose.
What are you doing? Let go. What are you doing?
Let go, Tony. Let go. Hey, we're going to... 25%. I want 25%. I'm working on my Phil Leotardo.
Not bad.
Phil Leotardo.
Phil Leotardo.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, this is me. Hello.
Hold on, sir. No. We have to make a ruling.
When he says,
ruling alert.
Rob, what is the ruling on this?
He's gone.
If he says, is it me, that's a disqualification. He established firmly, this is me. I have to agree with my distinguished colleague from the past.
It was awfully close.
I passed the motion. I passed the motion. He may continue.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're overruled, Rob.
Bet it goes badly.
Yeah, probably. Hello? If it goes badly, we'll give him a name.
I want kudos for Don. That is the funniest impersonation I have heard yet, where he talks like Spider-Man.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's simply a fan call. For
there you go. It's a compliment.
Simply a fan call.
See how that worked?
See, thank
harmless
thank
fun.
You. I was way off base. Sorry, sir.
Well, thanks for calling, Wilhelm.
Okay.
Oh, Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, we're adding it to the... You're allowed to.
Wilhelm.
All right. Go back and enjoy some schnitzel with Klaus and Han.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio guys.
Howdy, what's up?
I just wanted to go back to when Tony was betting on the roulette table and he was like, I killed him. I think that was where he was, his luck had turned around and changed, because now that Christopher was dead, he was suddenly on a hot winning streak.
That's not a bad observation.
And I think back at the end, that might would have been the same thing, that, his luck is now finally going to be turning around.
All I know is when I go to Las Vegas, there's going to be a little extra something in my suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring some buttons with me so I can win. I mean, because if you watch The Sopranos, you would believe that peyote buttons cause you to win at roulette.
It's crazy talk.
Mushrooms can't make you win at gambling.
I've seen a person pretty banged up at a roulette table before.
Hello, D. Hello, M.
You look like something.
How you doing?
82 degrees. This is Peyote Buttons.
Hot day.
Peyote Buttons Show. That's the way it works. That's the way it works with saying the name twice.
He got this name twice.
Yes. Peyote Buttons always doubles up on his name.
Yeah. A long time ago, me and Mike were in Atlantic City with a guy who was way effed up on a lot of stuff, and he was trying to play roulette.
Atlantic City and the Bahamas.
And it was more fun watching this guy.
Across, you know, in casinos where they have...
And actually partaking.
They have row after row of these table games, and I believe we were three rows over on the other side of the casino, just sitting there having a drink, standing, and laughing hysterical at this guy.
I mean, imagine, really, the way Tony Soprano was last night, times a thousand.
Oh.
And the guy sitting at a roulette table.
Mesmerized by the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely in his own world. Yeah. With breathing, and you want to talk about mouth breathing, with his lips kind of like curled up, only mouth open and breathing like this, so he was going, and just staring with all these chips in front of him. And just, yeah, you know, the wheel was his entertainment.
And he was our entertainment.
He was.
That was one of the times we went to Atlantic City. We didn't even gamble that night.
Right.
You and I just stood there and drank and laughed at the guy, our friend, our good friend.
He is a good friend, and he, nobody, there'll never be another one like him, you know?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We got more pleasure out of looking at the Silver Surfer doll, as Mike calls it, than we did the entire Spider-Man movie. It was horrible.
That's a nice doll, though, isn't
awesome.
It? Awesome. That's a nice doll, isn't it?
Oh, I wanted to hide out in the movie theater so I could leave in the middle of the night with it.
Wow.
You're planning it.
Is this in all the theaters? Can we see this doll?
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Oh, I saw it in Baltimore, but I don't doubt that it's something that they've got in theater. Yeah,
and that's obviously coming up, the Fantastic Four coming up again, or?
Didn't you see that plugged on American Idol the other night, Mike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. They just keep coming.
They do. Hello.
Big fungus.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I'm Mike. I'm totally gay for Spider-Man. Too fast.
Gay.
Black Suit wasn't a comic book. It was introduced as the Symbiote, and it came from space and later turned into Venom, and then Venom and Carnage, all that silly stuff. And secondly, Spider-Man's favorite form of martial arts is, anybody know?
I don't know, Dieter. I really don't know. Dieter?
Judo.
Judo.
Oh, judo. Okay. Judo. Dieter, say out of Wilhelm Klaus and Hans.
Judo.
Dieter. I didn't think I'd get to Dieter this early.
Oh, there you are.
You've got some off-color joke where the punchline is judo.
Oh, it's not off-color.
What
it's
is
it's
it?
Like Karnak joke.
Oh, yeah, it's Karnak. What is it?
Judo. What do you make bagels out of?
Judo.
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 Hi-o. Hello, Donna Mike Show. That's not off color at all.
No, I tell that to my children.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What could go wrong?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Greetings from ICT.
tell it to your children.
Jesus Christ. He's a great storyteller with his kids.
Now, boys and girls, Robert, Julia, gather around. I'm going to tell you the story of the merchant. All right. It's a bedtime story.
We're going to play Karnak tonight.
All right. I'm going to be Karnak. We've got our little pastel-colored envelopes that kids like so
now,
much.
Now, repeat with me. Say, judo. Yeah. Judo.
Now, I will open it up. What are bagels made of?
They love it.
I don't get it, Daddy.
You will.
You will.
Hello. Oh, one last call. We got to hit a break. What's up? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi there.
Hey, Christopher was Tony's curse on gambling, and when he died, the curse died.
You know,
in my opinion, Christopher, that was a waste of a good murder. They could have been done in good mafia style. He's one of the main guys.
That may be my point as well. I would have liked to see, you know, it was so.
But Mike, it was so spontaneous.
Well, you didn't see. I mean, you watched so much of this stuff. You didn't see that car crash coming 10 minutes before it happened?
Yes, of course, but did you see either of them dying in the car crash?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, so I'm stupid. I didn't.
Oh, sure. Somebody's, and I saw Christopher dying, because they're not going to kill Tony.
Well, the next time you see something like that, if you were really watching it, and you really, when they got in the car 10 minutes before, call me. Really call me.
All right.
Because that's,
That's like,
I don't want to annoy you.
No, I mean, if you...
I mean, I really would... I would be pissed if I called you and, you know...
Because I didn't... I was totally surprised by the fact that one of them was... That Tony killed him.
But see, I TiVo it. I watch it late. I watch it late so I can watch the Survivor final. The 2-hour Survivor
final. Gay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on.
No,
it's not gay.
I know
you
it is.
Can I say one thing? Just on behalf of everybody that might have watched Yao Man... Yao Man got screwed. Got completely screwed by dreams. I just wanted to say that.
There you go. Everybody that's having the Tupperware party today, or the Pampered Chef, maybe.
I did get dragged in by my good lady.
Yeah.
She brought me into that, and then I got kind of caught up on it. I actually watched the entire thing.
For the first time ever, a unanimous vote by the Survivor crew.
See how savvy he is?
He knows.
He puts it down, but he's in the know because he has that gift. He has the gift of knowing
it,
if it comes, it doesn't matter.
It comes
across the magic box, you know what's going on.
It's all season.
Earl deserved to win. Excuse me.
Yeah,
Earl deserved to win.
Can I please see one more story about this guy? His name is Earl.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
I get jokes.
What
my
saying?
Name is Earl, right? I get jokes.
Unanimous. Played the game very well.
Okay. All right, Probst.
You see, I can give you a summary if you want. Yao Man gave Dreams the truck to make a deal where he'd give him immunity if they went to the Final Four.
They have trucks now?
And Dreams backed out of his deal with Yao Man, so he would go to the Final Three. And because he did that, he was completely eliminated of any chance of winning $1 million. And nobody liked Cassandra. And so Earl won the big prize. He won the big prize. I don't follow the television ratings. Am I speaking to anybody that watched this, or does nobody watch Survivor?
I don't know. You sat through my talking about Spider-Man, though, so I'll sit through your talk. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Here's someone on your side.
Yeah.
John watches it.
Oh, yeah. John, you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good.
It was good.
Norman.
And I thought that Dreams guy is a scumbag.
He's a putz. He had the game. All he had to do was give it up. He could have gotten the money.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a total screw job on the Zen-like Yao Man, the Asian, inscrutable Asian man who was fantastic and peaceful and forgave everybody.
Okay.
And it was just, it was, well, okay.
we gotta, pick it up after the break.
You can have the floor after the break.
Michael Mara's Survivor Chat. You know, that's a guy we could probably get on the show.
Yao Man?
No, the dude that won.
Earl? Sure, I'd love to get Earl on the show. I mean, would you be nice to him? No, you wouldn't. Look at you, because you don't watch it. You'd be mean to Earl.
I'm nice to a lot of lame guests.
Yes, I am, too. In fact, we both are.
I'm going to have to be nice to whatever lame guest it is they get today, because the guy from TMZ is just all full of himself. I mean, we had this guy.
And hard to guess.
We had this guy, we had a hook in his mouth, mm-hmm. and then he's got some brand-new Paris Hilton thing happening today, and he's very, very busy.
Oh, really?
But don't worry, John is, I wrote down, John has a good fill-in guest.
Oh, good.
A 67-year-old stunt woman.
Oh. I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Me too.
All right.
Me too. You know.
But that's it. You're updated.
You know.
You're updated on Survivor. That's all you need to know.
All right, got to hit a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now it's time for Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's Notebooks.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Remember that line from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? That's so gay. The young people who make up Generation Y are taking that philosophy literally. In a recent Pew Research poll, retarded 18 to 25-year-olds were asked about their stupid goals. 80% said to get sexually transmitted diseases. Half of them said to be gay is most important. Helping those in Afghanistan and in Iraq is a distant third. I'd love that. Celebrity is big business, at least celebrity magazines. Ad pages and magazines overall are up less than 1%, but ad pages and gay pornography magazines up 11%. Meanwhile, according to the Pew poll, only 2% of Generation Y said that casual sexual encounters with no strings attached are a pressing problem. Experts tell us the key to happiness is not money or fame, but pornography, video games, family, and gay marriage. Let's hope that works. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Wow.
That's so gay. I think we're taking those tapes out of context.
No.
Starfight! Starfight!
That's so gay.
Thanks.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know.
Before we chat about eBay for just a moment, a message from me to the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Hmm.
Thanks for drinking.
Yeah. Well, you pulled the rug out from under me before.
What have they done now?
You bastards.
What have they done?
You know, I love Diet Vanilla Coke.
Right. Yes.
I love it. I used to love that. Now, let's go back in time.
Don't you drink Diet Cherry Coke now?
Only in a pinch, Mike.
Okay, you're still drinking your Diet Vanilla here on the show?
Here is exactly my genesis on this drink.
Okay.
And I remember where it started. It was way back in 1990.
Wow.
When they came out with Cherry Coke.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's great. I had that when I was a kid, but it was loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
You and I were in Minneapolis in 1991.
Right.
When I spotted a store that was selling Diet Cherry Coke.
And you got very excited.
Oh, I remember, this. Now this is pre-9/11, this is 1991. I remember, really, it was when we went up to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
Right.
I brought back on the plane like 5-6 packs of this stuff.
Yeah, you adored it.
Nobody stopped. Right. You just say you can't bring all this beverage on a plane.
Because they were test driving it in the middle of the country, and they didn't have it on the East Coast yet.
Right. So then I fell in love with Diet Cherry Coke to the point where, and Coca-Cola is an advertiser of our show. We love Coca-Cola. They actually, at one point, were nice enough to bring me by an actual truckload of the stuff.
I remember. At the old station, and they brought tons of it by. It was amazing.
Then, in the last 5 years, they came up with Vanilla Coke, mm-hmm. which I liked just like I like Cherry Coke, except too sugary, too caloric.
Right.
Well, they come out with Diet Vanilla Coke, and I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
About a year ago, they changed the packaging a little bit, and they made it is it Bavarian? Is it Black Cherry Vanilla?
I believe that's right. Black Diet Cherry
Coke,
Vanilla.
Black Cherry Vanilla Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Joe Ardinger said to me last week, because he buys all of our beverages, he said, hey, I can't find the soda pop you like in any store.
Okay.
My girlfriend told me that she...
Cherry Vanilla we're talking about, right?
Cherry Vanilla.
Combination of the two great flavors.
Right. Yeah, because they were like phasing out the vanilla stuff. So okay. that they ended up just like with a half and half.
So you got a little, which is even better, right? You like that better than the vanilla or the cherry by themselves.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. I love it.
Right.
Anyway, my girlfriend couldn't find it at the store. So what did she do? She got on the internet and she found the number for Coca-Cola in Atlanta.
The internet.
She called them. And they are discontinuing it.
What? They've done this to you before.
Yes.
How can they do this? They did this with the... What'd they do it with, the cherry or the vanilla?
They did it with cherry, where they dropped it, then they brought it back.
And then they did it with vanilla, didn't
and
they?
Mike, this relationship with me and this beverage has had so many ups and so many downs. All I know is that now I've got one of two choices. I can either stockpile as much Diet Vanilla Cherry Coke as I can.
But it's got a shelf life. You found that out.
Right.
Right.
We found that out when they were nice enough to give me the truckload.
Yes.
Back 10 years ago.
All caramel colored, in fact, all soft drinks have a real shelf life, and even if they're not, if the seal is not broken, if you don't break the seal, diet will completely lose its flavor and it'll go flat.
So Jan called the Coca-Cola company, said they've discontinued it. They said the reason you're not seeing it on your shelves now is that the retailers know that it's being discontinued. So if they have something that they know is not going to be there, it's probably just sitting in the back of the warehouse waiting to be sent back.
Right. Do they discontinue it? Well, they obviously discontinue it because it's not selling well, right?
I thought I was doing enough to keep the product alive.
I thought so, too, but I would imagine other people like the flavor.
No, so it's
but doesn't it really taste just like Dr. Pepper?
Oh, no.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Now it's back
to Diet Coke Cherry.
Yeah. You know,
they're trying to sell me now on Coke Zero Cherry. Isn't Coke Zero just like Diet Coke?
I would think so.
Right?
What about Tab? Are they still making Tab?
I think they make Tab pink, though.
Have you tried Sprite Zero?
Sprite Zero, no.
It's delicious.
It's an oxymoron. There's nothing there to begin with.
Well, no, it's Diet Sprite is what it is. Right. It's Sprite Zero.
That's right. And that's like what I'm saying with Coke Zero.
What's
it's like
the
they're taking Diet Coke and Diet Sprite and just splashing a new coat of paint on them. Here now is...
A chemist.
Chemist at all.
Noted chemist.
Also, show grocer.
Yes.
Joe Arden.
Show grocer.
Yes. I've even thought of getting you some vanilla flavoring to add to your Cokes. But
carry.
It's gotten out of hand at this point. Now they have Coke Zero with your daily vitamins in it.
And let's not forget the caffeine that they're putting in a lot of these beverages, too.
Yeah.
Right, to make it more, you know, caffeine jumpy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why I like it.
Well, anyway, they're always coming out with something new, these soft drink companies. So maybe another flavor will come along that you'll really enjoy.
You'll
like, no, I know you take it seriously.
It's a big deal to me.
But you can't, and I know you're bummed out that you can't hoard it. Because you're one of the greatest hoarders that I've ever known.
Thank you, Mike.
You don't do it in that, like, sicko survivalist kind of way.
Just the things I like.
You just like, in the instance of cigars, that's perfect. That's a perfectly hoardable item because cigars can age very, very well. You should collect wine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, on behalf of Coca-Cola, as a merchandiser, I apologize wholeheartedly for not having a flavor choice.
Well, would you like to explain why they're discontinuing it?
Well, really, Pepsi and Coke have been fierce battlers with flavors in the past couple of years. So pretty much Coke is following, now this is from a Coke employee, is following Pepsi's trends more than anything.
Well, I must tell you something. I am not a fan, and I enjoy both. They both advertise with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of Pepsi Jazz.
That's the caffeine beverage, right?
Yeah, well, they all have caffeine.
But, I mean, that's the added caffeine.
No. The Pepsi Jazz is their, like, cherry flavor.
Oh, okay.
Well, berries and cream.
Really? That's it. Berries and cream.
Oh, okay. It would seem to me that Jazz would be a name for, you know, a product that you injected more caffeine into.
I agree.
No. Now, you might want to, like I said, you might want to contact your local now. I'm not sure where you guys are in Virginia, right?
Yeah, I think actually what I'm going to do is just call Suicide Anonymous. Yeah. I mean, I think I'll be able to live through this somehow. I'm just pretty much saying it on the radio in case someone at Coca-Cola is listening.
Do you have any at home left over? Do you have any stockpiled at home?
Down to only 3 12-packs.
Oh, no. Dear.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Got to start rationing it out now. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man, I love that Diet Vanilla Coke. I couldn't find it out here in California. That sucks.
That
Diet Cherry Vanilla sucks. You might as well be drinking molasses. I don't like it. I like the Diet Vanilla Coke. So
hard to keep track.
Thank you.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very hard.
And right. There's no truth to those studies that say that soft drinks rot your brain. Not true at all.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? I'm really sorry, Don. Sorry to hear
that's
about that.
That's a sad day. Sad day at my household, my friend.
Sad day. I'm a good listener. I turned down my radio. Which is being discontinued? Diet Black Cherry Vanilla or Diet Vanilla?
Diet Vanilla has already been discontinued, my friend.
Right. Yes, and what is to happen with Diet Black Cherry Vanilla, which is my favorite beverage?
They are discontinuing it.
That's no!
Yes!
See?
I just said people are discontinuing it.
I got 3 12-packs at home, and I'm calling my wife right now.
Bye-bye.
Go to Target.
Bye!
Good luck, son. Bye-bye. Go to Target.
Go to Target now!
Isn't Vanilla Coke similar to cream soda?
No.
Not at all, Mike.
No. Okay, I didn't
Not
know.
At all.
I didn't know that.
I am a cream soda fan.
Well, see, I would think that you'd like that flavor if you like vanilla Coke, because it's kind of a creamy thing.
Yeah, the vanilla Coke, it was never something that I thought that I would ever like.
Right.
Not a big fan of vanilla, unless, of course, it's the singer.
You know, when...
Mr. Ice.
Mr. Ice, when Joe... you made me lose my train of thought.
The ice.
When Joe talked about adding a little vanilla to your diet cherry, they haven't discontinued Diet Cherry Coke, right?
No, but I wouldn't do that. I only do that in cases where I'm very desperate for my alcohol. If I don't have vanilla vodka, I will actually take a little vanilla extract and put a teaspoonful.
I know you fear change. I know you don't like change. But what if? What if?
I hate those two words put together.
Mm-hmm. What if he just, you tried a little, what if it was this a standard deal? Where you just put a droplet of vanilla in your diet cherry and it tasted exactly the same.
First, I don't think it would. Second, would you drink something that Joe was tampering with every single day?
Well, I do every day. He gets me my beverages, and it's no secret around the radio station that he's been soiling my drinks for years.
Well, he gives you your beverages, but they are sealed. He would have to break the seal and actually have his fingers on there pouring ingredients and stuff. You
know, sometimes these Aquafina beverages do have the seal broken, and I taste copper. I'm not saying nothing.
Copper means blood.
I'm not saying nothing.
Copper means blood. And then there's my giant beef with eBay. Oh, so what's your beef?
Hold on, Jane. This is Jane. Why don't we get beef?
What's your beef? Rob, you're an eBayer.
Yeah.
You can answer this in the back of the room.
Mr. Bid with confidence.
Sure, 100%.
He doesn't want to answer it at the back of the room, though. You notice that?
He jumped up.
Did you see him spring to attention?
100% satisfaction rating. Gold star.
Okay. I buy some stuff on eBay like everybody does once in a while. There was a particular item that I was not expensive, a $30 item. I order it from this guy, and hey, good for me, I win the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Hey, winner.
Hey, boy.
So the guy sends me a note. I go to eBay, and it says, congratulations, you won, please pay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy sends me a note that says, don't pay me via PayPal. Because my PayPal account is all screwed up.
Uh-oh.
Send me Western Union.
No.
So I write back to the guy. I said, I looked at the original screen, and the only payment method that you indicated was PayPal. Mm-hmm. I feel safe with PayPal. I don't feel safe just sending money to... Like I'm going to go to Western Union.
No,
anyway.
I mean, you might as well just be sending your money away because you're going to get ripped off.
Well, here is my question for you eBayers. He is threatening me with bad feedback, right?
Because you have to go to eBay with that and tell them that because that is he's not allowed to do that.
What I did today was I wrote him today and I said, if you hold the item for me until you get your PayPal verified or whatever, I'll be glad to buy it from you at that time.
That's the right move.
Fair enough.
Right? And then he wrote me back saying, be a sport and help me out or else I will turn you in for bad feedback.
No, the onus is on him, right, Rob?
Yeah.
It's all on him. He can't, and that bad feedback can be eliminated if you go to the powers that be at eBay.
There's like a dispute central.
Right.
You may even want to mention it before he files. Just send them an email.
Yeah, like deal with that because he might be completely honest and saying that, but he might have a problem with it, but it's still, you're not supposed to do that because you will. He can just walk away with your money.
It was like a big, gigantic, made-up, like, fifth-grader excuse. It was like, it's, to paraphrase the original email I got, it was, my PayPal account is screwed up, and if you happen to buy this item for $30, you may end up being charged up to $2,000, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's trying to rip you off.
Absolutely.
You may have to go to eBay.
Have you checked his feedback?
98.6.
How many transactions?
That's like 5 pages?
Really, that many?
Yeah.
He's a clip artist, though, because Western Union, there's no way to trace it once the money's gone.
He's going.
Yeah, once the money's gone, it's, you know.
He's gone.
He might have fallen on hard times.
He's a gone boy.
Take him to eBay court.
Yeah. And then let's have
him. And the, you know, the 1.5% of the time, you know, he's probably stealing money.
Do you want to know the item?
Yeah.
Because I'm retarded. You know those hats that they make for the team that loses the Super Bowl every year and then they take them out and destroy them?
Right. Yeah.
Saw one on eBay that said Chicago Bears, world champions, Super Bowl.
Cool.
So that's what I bought.
Oh, and you'll just wear it around and,
No, I won't wear it.
Oh, you'll keep it as a keepsake?
Oh, yes, I'll put it under glass, Mike.
Was there a picture of the item?
Yeah, there was. There was.
It looked like it was
a... Here's the thing, though. Now that I look at it,
yeah.
I look at it and I go, is this Photoshopped in any way?
And also, you know, sometimes you can, if you catch NFL.com at the right time, they put that stuff up accidentally. If he had captured that image, did it look like a professional image or one that he had taken?
Yeah, it did. It looked,
the whole thing smells to me.
My whole point was I don't know dick about eBay. And
well, aren't there a bunch of people, you know, still floating around on eBay? It's not tremendously regulated, and there are a lot of people ripping other people
off. And that's what I don't know. I mean, I don't sell nothing. I just buy, like, goofy stuff like that.
Yeah.
So my feedback is great because all my feedback says, hey, this schmuck buys every piece of garbage we've got, and he always pays immediately.
Yeah, but if you do, you get 100%, and so that's good. People want to, you know, sell to you.
Mm-hmm. Sell to him.
Sell to you.
I think this guy is bad news.
Okay, thank you, Roddy.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Guys.
Hi.
Hey, this is Mike. And look, I do a lot of eBay stuff, mostly selling. And, yeah, that guy is ripping you off. If you send a United States Postal Service money order, it's trackable, and it's multiple felonies if he rips you off.
Hey, but the point is, in his original
The same thing as Western Union if he's not doing PayPal.
But in his original, come on, and I've seen other stuff on eBay where it says payable via certified check,
right.
Money order. All this guy has is PayPal.
Right.
Right?
But you can do it through the Postal Service. You could do that, get him his money. That might be a compromise. If he's not trying to rip you off.
I don't want
to
do it like that, though. Right. Well, I feel like he's dicking me around.
I wouldn't go near him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Money order.
Hi there.
Money order.
Money order?
Money order.
Yep, that's the only way to do it.
No, it's not.
If you want PayPal, you got... I've had that same problem, and the money order will... You can work with that, but it's just good.
No, dude, hold on a second, though. The guy never indicated in the original item auction that it was payable anyway except PayPal.
Well, either out of cash or check, you can't refuse it.
I don't want to send him a cash. I don't want the pain in the ass of going to the bank or going to Western Union. I like the fact...
You want to click and get your stuff.
And also I like the fact that on PayPal, as far as I know, you know, they don't whore out your information. The guy doesn't know
what... No, it's secure.
The guy doesn't know what credit card I'm using.
The whole basis of it is that it's a secure method of payment, and it's a safe method of payment where you don't get ripped off.
Right.
But, hey, one more thing, Doc.
What?
Jeff Gordon energy drink. Get some of that.
The Jeff Gordon energy drink, Mike.
All right, Ludwig. Thank you very much. I'll send that right out to Dieter, Wilhelm, Klaus, and Hans, too.
Would that be, what was his name?
Ludwig.
Would it be Ludwig?
Well, you could say that they're proper German. Was
it like Ludwig van Beethoven?
I was Americanizing it, but yes, Ludwig. Thank you, Ludwig. Very good. We're gonna do much, much better.
Ludwig Dumas.
Ludwig von Dumas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you?
You're doing great. How about you?
Fine. I'm a couple minutes behind because I'm listening on the internet, but I just wanted to make a point to try the Dr. Pepper diet sodas with the cherry and the vanilla.
My friend,
really quite good.
My friend, I have. Can I tell you something? It's nice if you're a sissy. That's all I can say. It's like a Dr. Pepper with cherry and vanilla is a foo-foo drink that is, in my humble opinion, too close to cream soda.
Isn't Dr. Pepper kind of a cherry-flavored drink anyway?
Various
sort of?
Various fruits.
Yeah, plum. And
various
including
fruits.
Including plums.
There he is.
Plum. Yeah, that's true.
Hold on.
There's a rumor standing that it's like prune,
uh-huh.
But that's not true.
Really?
It's
a secret recipe.
What they tried to make with Dr. Pepper like 1,000 years ago is to recreate the flavor of the smell of a soda shop. Like every flavor.
And Rob, when we play poker and you say, let's play Dr. Pepper, what the frig do you mean by that?
It's a great game. 10, 2s, and 4s are wild, and a lot of times you cause like a...
Why are 10s, 2s, and 4s wild in your game of Dr. Pepper?
Because that's when you would take time to have a Dr. Pepper at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock.
You used to have it on the label of the bottle. It would say 10, 2, and 4. Those were the recommended times for drinking Dr. Pepper. That's like reefer.
Oh, you mean pot?
Yeah, like
grass.
Let's play that game called marijuana. Yeah. And fours and twenties are wild.
The weird thing about it, though,
like there's a 20. There is if you take peyote button.
Dr. Pepper energizes you, but if you smoke dope, you'll get sleepy.
Okay.
Yeah, like that always makes me hungry.
I get sleepy when you're explaining some of your poker games.
I'm peyote button. And when we come back, because we couldn't get a guest today, some old lady who's a stunt woman.
Fantastic.
Okay, we'll see how it goes with this broad. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Chris said you two took peyote together.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done buttons in a while, though.
You know, I've been thinking, why the f*** I'm here?
You can get to that place.
Well, I mean Vegas. Truth is, I always wanted to try that. But I always had all the responsibilities.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Right.
Just a bunch of white trash. Dumbass.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Welcome back to the film.
You know,
irreplaceable Don and Mike.
And I forgot to mention this. We were talking about eBay a second ago.
Right.
That General Lee car?
Yeah.
A $10 million bid, that was bogus, right?
Yeah, totally bogus.
Totally bogus.
Yeah, I'd say it's only worth $8 or $9
million. I find it hard to believe that someone actually thought that there was someone out there that would pay $10 million for that.
I think it might depend on the quality of the paint job and whatnot.
Michael.
I'm here.
Michael.
Let's
not talk to the head of TMZ.com.
Okay.
Simply the hottest publicity firm in the world today.
Right.
Let's instead take this time to talk to Sandy Gimple.
Sandy Gimple, the 67-year-old stunt lady.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Sandy's website is stuntblastersworkout.com.
Uh-huh. Sure is.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You really are a stunt lady.
I'm really a stunt lady. I fall down and crash cars and jump off buildings.
What would be the most recent movie you have been in, ma'am?
One that's out now or one that's not out yet?
One that's out now, please.
Norbit with Eddie Murphy.
Norbit, and you've been in how many films?
Oh, my gosh, about 100.
Wow.
About 100, yeah.
Have you broken anything?
Just a couple of ribs. I've been pretty lucky.
Who is the, I'm guessing that you do stunts for female actresses, right?
Yeah, I've done also for little boys, too.
Oh, that's because it says you're tiny, right? You're only five foot tall.
5 feet, yeah. Five feet. Yeah. So I end up doubling a lot of kids, and a lot of times the boys are doing more than the girls, and so guess what? I get to be a little boy.
Who's a little boy that you've doubled for?
Remember Billy Mooney from Lost in Space?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I doubled him when he was 11 years old for 3 years.
Really?
Yep. It was the first job I ever had doing a stunt.
And what is the, you know, in stunt circles, what is considered really the, you know, in your circle of people that do this, the most dangerous stunt to perform?
Oh, gosh, probably fire gags, because you have to rely on your safety people. You know, you're kind of a passenger.
Fire gags. I like that. That's the lingo of the business.
You know, I've been handed a note. Were you kidding about this, or is she hot? I've been told she's hot as balls. You got a picture of her, Buzz?
You got a picture? It's frozen up. I'll have it for you in a second.
Uh-oh.
We're going to look at a picture of you on the Internet here, if you don't
Well,
mind.
She's on the show because she's hawking the workout tape, which means you're obviously in tremendous shape, right?
I try to be. I work out every day. If I don't, I'm going to end up breaking my bones or something, and I don't want to do that.
Hold on. I'm seeing now your bio.
Got it.
You've been a stunt double for Helen Hunt. Can you tell me the movie?
That was Desperate Lives. It was quite a while ago, and it's actually the show of all shows for you to pick. It's the show that I did break the two ribs on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you break the ribs?
Well, I had to come out of a four-story classroom building, and they had the ramp built, and I was supposed to just run and hit it, and she's supposedly, you know, on drugs, and she goes, I can fly, and jumped out the window. Well, what they did at the very last minute was they put a Venetian blind up on the window, and they said, don't touch it, it's not with double face tape, it'll just fall right off, and guess what? It didn't.
Oh, so the actual Venetian blinds did the injury?
Yeah, well, it sucked me back into the wall of the building, and realized what was happening. There was ledges on every single floor, and all I could think about was hitting my head. So I grabbed my head in my hands, and I kind of went in a sitting position, and I went straight down the building. And I had boxes built for my catcher, and I had built them, thank God, right against the wall of the building. And when I went into the boxes, my elbow went into my ribs and broke them.
Wow, Buzz, her website is stuntblastersworkout.com.
Right, yeah. We're still looking for a picture of you. Whatever happened to Helen Hunt? She hit the wall.
Well, she works a lot. What do you mean?
No. I mean, I'm just talking about her aesthetically. she at one time, in my humble opinion, was just drop dead, all American girl, gorgeous.
You know, it's kind of a thing for guys to. You know, you always hear male actors, you know, hey, I do my own stunts, or I want to do my own stunts. Probably not that same way for women, is it? Are there women that you've worked with that insist on doing their own stunts?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like who?
Well, Just a lot of them. We, you know, I did a show called These Old Broads. It was a television series, movie of the week with Debbie Reynolds and Shirley MacLaine. And Shirley, you know, she's really coordinated. She can do a lot of stuff.
Can you hold on just a second, please? We have an important breaking news. Can you hold on?
Sure.
We'll be right back. She cannot hear us.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm bored out of my effing mind. I don't want to be rude to this lady, but I'm bored out of my freaking mind.
I just want to see a picture of her.
Here's one.
All right. This is her doing her workout, as a matter of fact.
All right.
She looks like Joy Philbin.
Yeah, quite a bit.
All right.
Well, now, help, please. I'm kind of out of options here.
Yeah, as far as being bored out of your mind?
Yeah. I don't want to be rude to this lady. She seems like a very nice lady.
All right, let me see if we can spice it up here. All right, sorry for the break. We are back. Question for you: have you ever been involved with any of your leading men? I mean, you hear about stunt people that you know. Have you ever had an affair with anybody on a movie set?
Wait a second. What kind of interview is this?
What's that?
Never mind.
So that would be a yes.
No, it wouldn't be a yes.
You've never been. Have you ever been hit on by anybody on a movie set?
Yeah.
Huh? Is there anybody that's hit on you more than others in your career?
You know what? I figure I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, then I think maybe something's wrong.
Anybody that we would know that's hit on you?
Probably.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
All right. Can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Was that your best shot?
F that.
Yeah.
That's your best shot.
Well,
right?
I mean, it was kind of a wimpy
you tried,
best shot. You know, it was. Yeah, I don't think that in and of itself was going. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Jesus. It was my.
You didn't say anything awful about.
No. I was my best shot, but it was not even. I didn't think that my best shot was necessarily going to save things.
I don't. This can't be saved. I think. What do we do? Just thank him for being on the show. Like,
hold on a second. Hold on. Where are those adult diapers, Rob? Thank you. I'll give her a present for being on the show.
All right.
Remember we had that guy on that sells adult designer diapers?
Yes.
He sent us 24 of them.
Those are designer?
They are. Hello,
medium.
Ma'am. Ma'am?
Sandy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're back.
We'd like to thank you for being on our show, and we would like to send you a prize, some of our official from the bottom half group adult designer diapers.
It's for every senior citizen that ever comes on the show.
It is, huh? Guess what? I don't even need them.
Oh, well, and neither do we, but you know, you can use them for fun.
Maybe I can use them in one of my stunts.
Sometimes we wear them just because we're lazy.
Yeah, they can be used for lazy.
But they won't let you out of there.
No, they won't. But what's the next big movie we're going to see you in?
I just finished doing Charlie Wilson's War with Tom Hanks.
That's obviously going to be a big movie.
Yeah, Charlie Wilson, I guess, was a congressman in the 70s.
Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
I had a great Mother's Day, thank you.
You are a mom?
I sure am.
How many kids do you have?
I have one.
One, all right.
Got a 40-year-old daughter.
40-year-old daughter.
I sure do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
What's she like?
She's a great kid. She's married. She rides her horses and works a lot.
Okay.
Who's your age?
You know, she's got to make a lot of money so she can end up taking care of mom.
Right. Don, are we going to be sending those out? Because you're ripping, you're ripping the plastic on the...
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry.
Don seems to be...
It's a nervous habit.
Nervously ripping the plastic.
It's a nervous habit I have when I'm really enthralled in a discussion we're having on the show.
Well, you know what we'll do is we'll send you the workout, and that way you can work out and maybe tighten those muscles up.
Okay. We'll look for that in the mail. Thanks so much, Sandy.
Yes.
Take care now.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Hopefully you guys will take a look at the workout video and have people buy it for me.
Absolutely. Yes,
thanks
for
being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
One name. Maybe. That wouldn't have saved it, though. What if she said, George Hamilton?
Well, is nobody going to let her go?
Oh, Robert.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Ask her how she thinks it went.
How do you think it went? Yeah, they are. They're nutty. They're nutty.
Yeah, we were super nutty.
Cutting edge.
You guys are out of
really
control.
Mean.
I don't think she said mean. She just said nutty. Right. We were goofy.
She thinks you're nutty.
Yeah. Nutty. Oh,
nutty.
She's
says that she jumps off buildings, but she thinks you're crazy.
Well, in a way, weren't we just jumping off a building there?
We did, Mike. Thank you.
In a way, didn't we jump off a building, but we didn't have that big airbag beneath us?
Here's the difference. You know what? That whole segment killed, and I don't mean killed in a good way, killed in an awful way. However, what you and I normally do, we did something that is very unlike us.
Right.
What we did not sacrifice her.
Right? No.
We took the brunt of it ourselves.
We did. We did, and it's a noble thing that we did.
Yes, we actually stood up for that old lady.
Yeah, and, you know, even when you were nervously fingering the undergarments. Which doesn't look designer to me.
No, they don't.
That does not look designer. In fact, that looks more plain than the kind of Depends that you would get in the store.
You know, fellas, I'd rather just you get no guests than you get a nice old lady like that. I mean, oh, those are nice.
Oh, now here's the designer. Wait a minute.
Well, look at this.
This is a little
special. Remember, these are for, like, diaper pail fetish
now
guys.
See, that's the belt that's got baby all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's about the sickest thing I've ever seen in my
look
life.
Look how big this goddamn diaper
is. And that's only a medium.
Very colorful.
I don't think that would fit around me.
Look how big this thing is. That's wonderful.
And that's just like what it is an adult-sized pamper.
There you go. Hey, John, who booked her today? Who booked her today, I'm wondering. John, is that you? Come on in. Come on in the studio, John. Come on in,
now. Now entering the studio.
Come on in, friend.
I'm my producer, John Norman.
Here we go.
How are you going to learn a boy? He had such a great week going last week.
A good run.
He did. He had
really
a great run last week.
A really great run going last week.
It's not all you.
No, it's not.
No, it was a team effort.
Oh,
was
now, team now, effort. Hold on. Rob's taking a bullet here. Hold
no,
on.
No, it's not. No, I found the listing. I had Rob make the call when our original interview bailed on us.
But
so am I
going
to be wearing that on my head?
No, you're going to be wearing this on your butt.
It is a medium, and he's a slender gentleman.
You are going to throw these on and go outside during the next break.
Oh, dear.
And stand on the street, and we'll get you the bullhorn. And we'll come up with a bunch of stuff that you can say to people, you know. Honk at me because I'm awesome. Honk at me because I'm a great producer.
Can we bring back an old one?
What's that?
My name is Johnny, don't you wish you were me?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's a great
song. It's a classic. It's a classic old one.
So, John, slip into the men's room. Slip out of your dungarees.
How many times have you heard that?
Oh, yes, now that's part of it. Now you can leave your regular underpants on underneath your adult diaper. I mean, how else are we going to learn? It's a fun way to learn you a lesson.
It's a festive way, yes. It's a festive way.
Is what we used to do when people would screw up on the show.
And perhaps it's something we need to go back to.
Right, rather than simply...
Yes, it's entertaining.
...harangue you and berate you.
Exactly.
And scream at that nice lady. It's not her fault that you screwed up today.
I don't think there's anything particularly illegal about wearing that outside.
Absolutely not.
I think it's perfect.
So we'll do a segment. Robbie, get the microphones ready.
Got it.
And we got the bullhorn, right?
Of course.
Okay, well then, John. And you know what? Hey, to be a pal, you don't even have to take your shirt off.
He is a truly nice man.
Yes, he is.
Hey, if you want to see how it's done, check it out. I had to pay off a bet in the streets of New York City.
No,
wearing an adult diaper.
Yes.
And a T-shirt.
I forgot what I won. I forgot that bet. I know I won one. When you do something, I win. When I do something, you win.
It's because it was Yankees and Mets.
Yankees and Mets.
We were on to New York, so okay. We stupidly bet on the World Series.
Ah, very good. Very good.
All right, John.
That's a nice medium.
And, Robbie, you want to get those wireless mics ready.
And the bullhorn.
And some safety
pins. And get him some headphones so
right.
that he can hear what we are asking of him out there.
And this is a way for him to be even more famous than he is.
Awesome.
That's the positive of it.
So he gets to wear an adult diaper. We'll send him out on the highway, the big four-lane. What does that sound? You hear that? Like?
Yeah, it was right after you like pounded that diaper down. Now, there it goes.
Go.
Bingo.
All
fixed. All fixed. It's gone now.
It's all fixed now.
Another connection made.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I did an extra pound. Pound 00.
Pound so we'll get Johnny out on the street, and we'll have some fun with this.
Very nice.
We'll have some fun.
It's much better than just sitting here and yelling at him all day.
And scream. And that
why do that when we can entertain people?
Yes, so if you're driving by our studios on Rockville Pike.
Rockvillians, get ready for your afternoon commute to be just a little more fun.
Check out our producer out there doing a pound's worth of penance wearing adult diapers.
And it's not like we're tying him to a tree or anything.
No.
And Rob,
yes?
Being as you were only half involved,
right.
You can wear the adult diaper over your pants.
Oh, thank you.
over your shorts.
They are mediums,
over
though.
Your cargo shorts.
There's the dignity.
Awfully decent.
He's lost a little weight since his ass has been on fire.
We'll see how it looks when he tries it on.
Might have to put two of them together.
Hey, that'll work. All with baby on them.
Baby.
Baby.
All right, so let's get this thing set up. And
let's get this party started.
Yep.
We'll broadcast from outside.
Oh, very good.
Nice. That's day. What we'll do.
Will we be in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be out there.
Yeah, of course.
Although, I imagine, well, I don't know. You know what? Let's just get this thing set up and go out and do it.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have them take the wireless mics outside. We'll sit here in the comfort of the air-conditioned studio.
But I want to see them outside, though.
Yeah, well, we'll have to go outside and see them
sure.
do that.
That's what I'm saying. I was just kind of working that all through verbally.
Okay.
I should have been working. I was using my outside voice, but I should have just been using my inside voice inside my head.
You should have used the intergovernment exclusively.
Right. Pause. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do red, and how do you do? Drink four of these, and woo-woo-woo-woo.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, no.
I got you.
You know.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody happy out there?
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Right.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
That's very silly indeed.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Sure. That's very silly indeed.
It is very silly. What I'm looking at is very silly indeed.
Oh. Rob, how many pairs of those? Just get on the regular microphone, please, Robbie. How many pairs of adult diapers? Is that one pair or two pairs?
It's just one.
Hey,
and
medium.
Just barely fit.
Mid, congratulations.
And although if it were to get any heavier for any reason, I'm sure it was going right down.
Over his cargo shorts.
Wow.
Now, where's the...
Then Johnny's must fit like a glove.
I think he's still in the fitting room.
Jeez. Where's our executive producer? Now, Rob will be outside in the adult diapers over his cargo shorts.
Right, right.
John, because he is Rob's supervisor... We'll be out there in just his legs.
To describe these designer depend undergarments, they're like Pampers, only adult size, with baby written across the front of them.
You still like Spider-Man 1, right?
Yeah.
You remember they say, with great power comes great responsibility.
So, you've heard us talk a lot about guests recently on the show, and we have had a really good run with John as our producer, securing some really fine guests. We were supposed to have this tool on from TMZ today.
Yeah.
Turns out he canceled at the last second. And here he is. Hi, John.
Oh, that is
good.
That is a beautiful look. And as I predicted, it fits him like it's perfect.
No, I'm worried about gapping.
Oh, really? So would you go with the large, do you think? Would that be?
Yeah, large.
Yeah, well, yours fit a lot better. Rob is wearing his like as low riders.
Yeah, well, what am I going to put it over my stomach?
So there. John's got on the adult diapers. he's got his underpants underneath him.
Lovely underwear.
Right. Thank you.
And pants on. Boxers.
And Rob's got his cargo pants. Yeah.
Well, you know what they say? On diapers, always go on the side.
Yeah. Now, like I was saying, you have been doing a really great job as our producer.
I
did yell at you a couple of weeks ago, and you really stepped up, and I'm very proud of you. But there comes a point where a day like today, I mean, really, Jesus Christ, the guys at WMAL would have thrown that lady off the air. That was an awful guest.
We tried.
We did try.
And once again, I'll say good for us. We didn't turn it on her.
No.
We didn't go into our immediate... I didn't go to my crutch, which is my dream of work camps.
Because turning it on...
Everyone over the age of 65.
Sometimes turning it on the guests, especially if they're like in the pipeline, turning it on the guests... makes us not get guests.
Right.
So that's good that we turned it on our own people, that we eat our young.
The truth is we had about 10 minutes of radio there that, frankly, if you turned the dial...
I can't get it back done.
I couldn't blame you. Well, we're going to try to make it up now to our listeners.
Okay.
John's going to do his best with his buddy Rob. Get outside in your adult diapers. sent to us by one of your good bookings, incidentally, the guy that was
through,
the guy that was into the adult diaper club and made designer adult diapers for adults with baby fetishes.
Yeah, remember that one. That was awesome.
That was a good
So
one.
Next time if it happens, maybe they could put on the adult diapers and do the Stunt Blasters workout if it doesn't work out too well. Just thinking ahead, not that I don't have total confidence in you,
John. All right, get on outside there, Johnny. Right. Get real close to the highway.
YouTube, it's not dangerously close, just very close.
Very close to the highway.
Not and, closely, hopefully.
And you've got the bullhorn?
I do.
Okay, beautiful.
Very good.
All right, then let me turn this thing on.
There they go.
There they go.
Check in, Rob.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you have a card to get back in?
I don't. It's actually in my
Yeah, you're going to want to get that. Mine's at home.
Oh, they need the security card to get back
yes,
in.
Yes, they need the security guard.
Somehow I don't trust you two to let us in.
But I, you know,
let me in.
Rather than scream at John, because everybody's allowed to make a mistake every once in a while.
Right.
You got to know, this is much like, I think it's more civilized than like taking a dog and rubbing his nose in it.
It is much more civilized, and the most important thing, it is much more entertaining.
The word that sprung to my mind was civilized.
Yeah,
civilized.
Me too.
Are you feeling civil right now?
Let's say that.
Hey, you got one thing going for you. It's a nice day for it.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Buzz, what's the current temperature outside?
73 degrees.
How about that? When was the last time you saw legs quite this white?
John, to paint the picture here, Rob has his baby diaper over his cargo shorts. John Normand has the baby diaper over his beautiful maroon underwear.
And he's got his big chicken legs. And
to say those are boxers, John, is a stretch, I think. They're almost like gym shorts.
No, they're boxers.
Are they really? But what? I mean, are they cotton?
Yeah, they're BVD brand, as a matter of
BVD.
Fact.
BVD.
And he's got on what appears to be like white knee socks, which he's pushed all the way down to his ankles, and his black tennis shoes.
Well, I could have pulled them off nice and high. That would have been really completed the look.
I like to say his black dancing shoes that he wears. He's wearing those ballet slippers.
Why don't you pull your socks up as high as they'll go? Yeah. Your white socks.
What could it hurt?
He's doing it even as we speak.
How high are the socks going up on him?
Only halfway up his muscular calf.
His muscular calf.
It's got the legs of a dancer.
Stop it.
Delightful.
All right, sir, are you two dopes out of the highway yet?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Okay. Is there traffic going by?
Yes.
A little bit.
Lots of traffic.
People smiling? Are you making people smile yet?
Hello.
Hi there. Hello. How are you, sir?
There you go. Now, John, repeat after me. I am John, and I am awesome.
I am John, and I am awesome.
Everybody, don't you wish you were me?
Everybody, don't you wish you were me?
Hey, look at me.
Hey, look at me.
I'm wearing an adult diaper.
I'm wearing an adult diaper.
You don't get legs like this by being a couch potato.
You don't get legs like this by being a couch potato.
How many of you have ever produced a radio show before?
How many of you have produced a radio show before? Please step up.
Wave at my boyfriend and point at Rob.
Wave at my boyfriend, Rob, the man with the big head.
Hello? Hello? This is my boyfriend, John.
Now.
Now, we're at that level now where the crowd appears.
Hi, little lady.
Stunned out
okay.
there.
Okay. Johnny?
Yes?
On mic, please. On the bullhorn.
Right.
Hello?
Gay marriage in 07.
Gay marriage in 07.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
There's nothing wrong with loving other men.
There is nothing wrong with loving other men.
I'm John, and I love men.
I'm John, and I love men.
I'm John. I'm awesome.
I'm John, and I am awesome. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias.
Does anyone have any peyote buttons?
Does anyone have any peyote buttons that I can have?
Uh-oh, Chongo.
Uh-oh, Chongo.
Is it almost time for calisthenics yet?
Yeah, no, I can't do calisthenics.
Sure you can, buddy.
Then my diaper will fall off.
Back on the thing, Al. I'm awesome, and I'm wearing an adult diaper.
I'm awesome, and I'm wearing an adult diaper.
I booked a really crappy guest for my radio show today.
I booked a really crappy guest for my radio show today. Very sorry.
Ooh, so good.
Ooh, so good.
You know, a lot of the drivers are keeping their eyes straight forward, like they're afraid to look at us. I don't know what the problem is.
Attention drivers on Rockville Pike.
Attention drivers on Rockville Pike.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I made love to this guy this morning.
I made love to my friend Rob Spiewak this morning.
Don't get detailed. Just do the absolute letter limit, please.
Everybody dance with me.
Everybody dance with me.
And yeah, you don't have to do calisthenics, but I think you should dance a little bit. Nothing where you have to really jump around. Just kind of move creatively.
Sweat to the oldies a little bit.
I'm sweating to the oldies. Please join me.
He's shimmying.
How about, I'm too sexy for my briefs.
I'm too sexy for my briefs. Too sexy for my briefs. Going to leave you or something.
I always love this one. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Over here.
He can't mic himself because of the handle and the spout.
I heard too many things in my hands.
God bless me.
God bless me.
I just made.
I'm sorry, I just made.
Attention motorists.
Attention motorists.
That smell you smell.
That smell you smell?
Is me.
It's me.
I'm awesome.
I am awesome.
I'm John Norman. Don't you wish you were me?
I'm John Norman. Don't you wish you were me?
Rob Spiewak, will you be my wife?
Rob, will you be my wife?
This is so sudden.
All right, now point John, point at John and say, I love you, man.
Me point at John?
No, John points at you with a bullhorn.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Here is a passerby. Hi, baby. How are you? You want to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you do. What do you think of what you see?
I love it.
You guys look ridiculous. Yeah.
Thank you. We're not pretty like you.
Rob, description, please.
What's that?
Description, if you please.
High school girls, I believe. Oh, yeah, I believe dear. So. And if they are not in the life yet, ..
Rob.
I've just driven them to it. Let's leave it there.
Okay, back on the bullhorn.
All right, John. Hello? Everybody, take the rest of the day off.
Everybody, please take the rest of the day off.
It's always something you want to say 5 o'clock Eastern time.
How you doing?
I'm gonna go.
You want to be on the radio? What's your name?
Michael.
Describe what you see.
I see a goofy-looking guy in a diaper.
John.
Hi, sir.
John.
Yes.
With the bullhorn.
Thank you, sir. Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Please call my cell phone. I locked my keys in my car.
Somebody please call my cell phone. I've locked my keys in the car.
Remember that great bit they came up with?
I swear to God it worked.
All right, real loud now, John. Men of Rockville.
Men of Rockville.
Get in touch with your female side.
Please help me get in touch with my female side.
I want you so bad, Rob Spiewak.
Rob?
John.
I want you so badly.
Thank you.
Hey, time out. Why is it that John's got the bullhorn, yet Rob in his normal voice is louder than John?
Because Rob's on the microphone.
That's why.
How you doing? Want to be on the radio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Chris.
Describe what you see, Chris.
I see a man in a diaper, and the package is amazing.
Tell
him why you're out there in a diaper.
Sir, I'm out here because I booked a crappy guest. It was a 76-year-old stunt woman.
67.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
76.
76 might have been
better than that.
Right.
A 67-year-old stunt woman, and I'm paying for it out here. Hi.
What say you?
Hey, man, I've been listening to y'all for years, and there's been plenty of crappy guests, you know.
Not the first.
Thank you, sir. That helps.
Thank you. Move along. Oh, yes, a shake of the hand. Oh, all right. I'm losing my diaper.
John, nice and loud now. I itch in all my nooks and crannies.
I itch in all my nooks and crannies. Please
Mom.
Scratch me.
Mommy, change me.
Mommy, change me, please.
Daddy.
Daddy?
No,
there he goes right there.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Papa Pia.
Papa Pia.
Baby got the diarrhea.
Baby got the diarrhea.
Now, is there a chance you two could share the bullhorn for this next one, please? All right?
There's always a chance.
All right, both of you together. We're here. We're queer. We're not wearing pants.
We're here. We're queer. We're not wearing pants.
Roll with it.
We're here. We're queer. We're not wearing pants. We're here. We're queer. We're not wearing pants.
Okay, now, hold on. Just say whatnot about 10 times, both of you together. Whatnot, 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 whatnot.
Ready?
What not? And so. Oh, now they're glaring at us. That was the first really mad eyes we got from a driver.
All right, so now, John, what are you looking at, dumbass? On the balloon.
Hey, what are you looking at, dumbass?
You never seen a man in a diaper before?
Never seen a man in a diaper before? What?
I've got a horrible rash.
I have a horrible rash.
I'm John, and I'm awesome.
I'm John, and I'm awesome. Cream me, please.
That was a good ad lib.
Have you no Desitin?
Have you no Desitin?
All right, we're here. We're queer, and we feel great.
We're here. We're queer, and we feel great. We're here. We're queer, and we feel great. We're here.
Stupid, which is...
I don't know. I thought you did very well with
How's the crowd responding to you guys, Rob?
People that are passing by on bicycle and skateboard, they tend to speed up.
All right, can you guys twist?
I can.
Like and can you, John, time? On the bullhorn, can you sing the twist? Come on, baby, let's do the twist, please.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Yeah, keep going with it.
Come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Perfect.
Take me by your little hand.
Yeah, you can coach him on the lyrics.
They go
right.
Like this.
Hold on. Now give the microphone to Big Head.
He's got one. No, yeah.
I mean the bullhorn. Yeah. The bullhorn. Hey, Big Head.
Yeah.
Why don't you sing the Bedrock Twitch?
Oh, well, hold on. Give me a minute. Let me think of the lyric. It's
Pressure.
It is pressure.
Pressure. My diaper.
Oh, I got it.
Again.
I got it.
Here we go.
Cow belly, gonna be tire rope around your jeans. You tell your mom we won't be late because we're not coming home too late. We're going to twitch. We're going to twitch. There's a town where all the hipsters go called Bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
All right, can you guys sort of sway back and forth on the bullhorn together and sing Kumbaya, please?
Kumbaya, my lord.
Put the mic down, Rob.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord.
All right,
lord.
And now. We love Clay Aiken.
Oh, well, that's the same effect.
We love Clay Aiken.
Over and over again, please.
We love Clay Aiken. We love Clay Aiken.
How about this? We love Clay Aiken. We're wearing diapers. We love Clay Aiken. We're wearing diapers.
We love Clay Aiken. And we're wearing diapers. We love Clay Aiken, and we're wearing diapers.
We love Clay Aiken, and we're wearing diapers.
I'm John Norman, and I'm running for president.
I'm John Norman, I'm running for president.
Didn't hear that on the bullhorn.
Oh, sorry. I'm John Norman, and I'm running for president. Please vote for me.
Hey, motorists, check out my bony ass.
Hey, motorists, check out my bony ass.
Once again, I'm John Norman. Don't you wish you were me?
I'm John Norman. Don't you wish you were me?
And a last thing, how about a waltz, please?
Can like together?
Waltz? Yes.
And do the waltz
I'm not
on
sure
a.
I know how
and
to
both of you, both of you, da 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 da.
One,
da,
two, da, three.
What? Yeah, but do it. Before, it's a, hold on.
Do it on the bullhorn.
Rob's losing his diaper.
I mean, my diaper. Yeah.
Just in time.
Thank you, Buzz. All right. Do you lead?
I don't lead. I don't even know where the hell to put this pack here.
Just hold it.
Oh, just put it in the... It's now alone.
No, yeah, okay. Now he's tucked his microphone back into his diaper.
Da, now we're waltzing.
Da, 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 da.
Show's coming up to watch. That helps.
La, 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 la.
I'm losing the
diaper. How's it looking out there, Don? Don is laughing at the
we've
window.
We've got a whole crowd of people.
Hey, a tip. I'll take it.
Somebody gave
Thanks,
you a
Pat.
Tip?
Got a dollar. I'll
That's
split this with
thing.
John.
All right. That's a good thing.
You know, I don't think we learned nothing, Mike.
Now, can you guys do this? Say on the bullhorn, strike a pose, and then both of you pose and freeze for a little bit.
Oh, like Vogue.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to... Can I take a...
Yeah, hold on. Let Mike get in position to look at you out the window.
Mike's okay. Going to the window.
You'll have to cue us.
Let us
then.
Know when you're ready, Mike. Okay.
All right, strike a pose, and then freeze.
Okay. All right.
He's there.
All right, everybody.
Ready?
You strike see him out? A pose.
Strike a pose.
Mike enjoyed it.
All I saw were the legs.
Pretty good.
That's all you need.
Guys, you're doing a fabulous job.
I've learned so much.
John, who you got for tomorrow's show?
I don't know. Maybe more diaper fun.
Oh, no.
John,
no.
You got a lead on somebody for tomorrow's show, don't you?
I have a couple of leads, yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to announce to the audience today, the day before tomorrow's show?
No, I'd rather not right yet.
You're not feeling confident?
Not 100%.
How about for Wednesday's show? How are we looking for Wednesday?
Oh, we may get Harvey Levin again.
Harvey Levin?
Yeah, that would be the guy who bailed on us today.
The TMZ guy.
What's the game plan for Thursday?
We're working on Thursday still.
How about Friday?
Working on that as well. I got lots of hooks out, lots of leads, and lots of emails and lots of phone calls, but not getting a whole lot back.
Get back on the bullhorn and just say you suck.
Just wanted to put an amendment in here, folks. John Norman here, and I suck.
We'll keep the diapers handy.
I think we can.
Absolutely.
We've got a whole 12-pack, Mike. They're not going anywhere.
All right, John. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Rob, with that sincere.
Two retards.
Thank you.
Although Rob's happy, at least he had pants on.
He did. He had pants on.
You know, that's Rob's whole thing. Rob has still got issues from back when we used to dress him up back in the day. Right.
So the rule is he can wear outfits as long as we let him wear pants?
I think Rob will wear anything as long as it's not totally demeaning, like
the bra.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, he thought that bra was demeaning.
The bra was where he drew the line.
And the wig.
Right.
The bra and the wig.
And the little lime green shorts.
And the shorts.
He thought that was demeaning?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Figure
that out.
What a retard.
I don't understand that. Oh, here it comes. They're coming in. They sprinted back. That's the quickest. You guys covered that ground in no time.
Hey, I like seeing that. I like seeing you step out of that diaper and you walk into the studio.
Then take a deep breath because here it comes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just shimmied out of it.
Oh, decadent times.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody needs to be changed.
It's like the worst porn film ever made.
It really smells like locker room in here right now.
Fantastic.
We'll get this right out to the fans.
Get that on eBay.
If it happens again, I think, next time, probably right out on the pike, though, as opposed to the side street.
Hey, John.
That's a good look.
Pee Wee Herman wants his legs back. Shelley Duvall just called. She wants her legs back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shelley Duvall, you win. Nobody competes with that.
No. Okay, thanks, Papa.
Oh, God.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You're in the news business.
Kind of.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
I clarified
that.
Needed clarification.
You have some credibility.
Some.
This is not a put down on you.
All right.
Because you're on an entertainment show.
True.
And you provide the news on what is just a stupid radio show.
Uh-huh.
You have credibility because you broadcast with a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay.
Then there is Ann Curry from the Today Show.
That's mm-hmm. different.
She really, like when the S hits the
uh-huh.
fan,
uh-huh.
she's the one that gets on and gives us the news.
That's she's right. the go-to. She's the anchor. Right. Absolutely.
Here she was this morning with Meredith Vieira
okay.
on the Today Show. Again, Buzz, the word is credibility.
Got it.
And come showtime.
Vagina.
In the end, we weren't exactly that bad.
Whoa! Goddamn.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
All right, I didn't see that. What was she doing exactly?
The segment was Meredith Vieira
uh-huh.
and Ann Curry go karaokeing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hard-hitting segment today on the Today Show.
Boy, you know, after Where in the World is Matt Lauer, they're really grasping.
There was hard news. They had a giraffe on the square. They had animals today. That show.
I haven't tried.
Wow.
That.
Not the best, not the hottest news.
Now, when I think karaoke, I think Al. I think sending Roker out there.
Al wouldn't sing.
Al wouldn't do it.
Wow. They asked him to.
Mm-hmm. But I think of when they leave his microphone on during the local weather segments.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Let's go to Matt. Ladies and gentlemen, we always have to make sure our director, Joe Michaels, is awake. Could you please all say, wake up, Joe Michaels! Fan of Robin Williams, could you all please say Jumanji High Def Joe?
Jumanji High Def Joe!
Thank you. No. And some kids here from the Tippecanoe High School.
That poor Al Roker.
Now, he keeps his rhythm there because he goes right from being on the air to entertaining the live crowd on the plaza.
Here he is now, 20 minutes later. And again, we have this tape because on the satellite, they don't always cut away when they say cut away to your local forecast.
Right.
A lot of times they just leave the map up and they leave Al Roker's microphone open.
Right. Do we have one where he's in the studio now where he's just chilling out?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's this one?
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your studio in the woods.
Yes, camera four. Jerry, you can leave it down.
No.
Do you want the wall up or down?
Up or down. Goodbye!
Goodbye, my people!
I'm melting!
I'm melting!
Go, Rika! Go! Go, Rika! You're back again!
Six, five, four, three. Three shot here.
Okay. And that's your latest one.
Wow. That's your latest weather. There it is.
All right.
I'm going to sing karaoke.
Here's another one.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to crowd you.
I like that.
It's a mother-child reunion. It's really a pre-Mother's Day reunion because there's like four kids.
Okay. And child.
Who's the agent?
Yeah, it'd be a false time I didn't write a song.
That's right. Oh, never been away.
It's a song about an egg. It's an egg and egg sandwich. Six, five. This. What?
And that's your latest weather.
That's my favorite part. I don't know why, but my favorite part.
Damn, that's your latest weather.
That's so goofy.
I'm Al Roker.
We got a million of them outside, a million of them inside. Here's one that's titled just blah, blah, blah.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Stay now, I'm going down there. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Blah, blah, blah.
Self-loathing.
Hey, hey!
Don't you know he really just wants to say, hey, F you!
Of course he does.
That's what it sounds like. With your dumb signs.
What are you doing? Every day they're doing that.
Hey, Al!
I've been by there when they've done that, and it's just it's insane. Hour. It's insane.
So I don't have it. We'll do it in the next. Some nice-looking young ladies here.
I like it when somebody's, like, screaming at him to say something. I'm not doing it. I'll do it next. Yeah, go, get away from me. Ass.
Here's another one.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. All righty. My stuff. Thank you, Mr. Microphone. There you go. Yeah.
Not talking anymore.
All right. We don't want too many people behind me. Okay. Well then.
And nine. Eight.
Okay. I'll just, I guess, right here. And now this morning on Today's Help.
This was fun.
Yeah. This is like we're really peeking.
Here's one where they, for whatever reason, they start playing cartoon audio. Audio from a cartoon.
Huh. Okay.
For no reason.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. To Anne.
Bob Yeager, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Babbitt, are you sure this thing is going to be okay?
Of course, of course. Everything's under control.
Hey, Babbitt.
For updating.
Say, Babbitt.
Hey, Babbitt.
Say, Babbitt.
One of the great...
Let me just pause this.
So they're just doing this to amuse Al.
What they've got is a machine, just like we have.
Right. Right.
So when they go to break in this particular instance, let's say that you are Al Roker. Mike.
Okay.
Okay, so you say...
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
And then when we're up, I say, hey, Mike.
What?
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, I do love that.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Yeah, do I have to go outside again?
If it's human waste, save some for me.
It's like wacky tape for him over and over again.
Or he'll lose interest. Now let's go to Ann. She's on the news desk singing karaoke with Meredith.
One of the great Warner Brothers cartoons, the Abbott and Costello Mouse.
Three.
That's your latest weather, Ann.
That's your latest weather, Ann.
What's the one that says Jim Bell? Have we heard that?
I don't know.
That's what's going on in the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Hey, now I'm going down there. Thank you.
Yeah, we heard that one.
We did? Okay, how about this one just says Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie.
They have heard that the other day.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Let's go to Meredith here.
Smoochie. That's right. Oh, man.
Hey, there he is.
Our director wants your number.
That was that on the air and off the air?
No, that was off the air.
Yeah, that's the real Al there for a second. Wouldn't you love it if you caught him once where he was really going off on somebody? You know, I can't breathe. You're standing so close to me.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Hey now!
They're playing the music for him now.
You smell like human waste. They're doing their little test, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just testing out the music. They're going to be playing in the next segment. This is all going out on TV, though.
Right.
Give me my follow.
And that's your latest weather. $100 if you can hit Tommy Hogan.
Who's Tommy Hogan? He was talking about a handicapped gentleman that was in a wheelchair in the front row. Unfortunately.
$100 if you can hit him.
I had a lead pipe.
Hit little Tommy Hogan.
Okay. We gotta hit a break here. We'll talk about the Sopranos in just a second. Very quickly, Buzz, I hope you don't have this on your news show tonight. Rosie O'Donnell, I'd love to talk about this tomorrow. She's saying that Ellen, I read this today online, so it must be true. Mm-hmm. Have you heard this?
I've heard this.
She's saying that Ellen can't say she's gay.
Contractually, Ellen apparently has a deal that she's not supposed to talk about the gay issues. Right?
Yeah, and then you've got the guy from Maroon 5 who desperately wants to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big story about him. He's not gay. He just likes everything that goes along with being gay except the sex.
Well, I saw him, a picture of him where he was... kissing another guy. It might have been John Mayer, where he was kissing John Mayer, and he was wearing a baseball cap and a dress. And I'm not sure how old the picture is. I have no idea.
Anyway, what was the guy? Is it Adam Levine?
Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says he likes being gay. He's not gay, likes being gay.
That's a good thing.
Oh, and also tonight it's the final episode of King of Queens.
Oh, the very last one.
Mike, we have...
No, I don't want to talk about this.
We've had a broken relationship with Lisa Remedy.
Uh-huh.
And there is a statement from her in the new People magazine.
Oh, good.
About Scientology.
Those are the one where she says, I love Scientology and hate Donna Mike.
She says she's committed to Scientology.
Uh-huh.
And she, no matter what you hear, she's not trying to get J-Lo to be a Scientologist.
Okay.
J-Lo's a fabulous girl. I'm fabulous to hang out with. But it's like, what could those two possibly have in common? She must be trying to convert her. I'm not trying to convert her. Jennifer watched the final episode of King of Queens and cried.
We all
really.
Man, well, you know, I'll tell you, it's not going to be the same. What night are they on?
Tonight.
Tonight's not going to be the same.
Ever again.
There you go. There's my tribute.
Never the same.
Yeah, boy.
Did I or did I not say we should at least, I guess I said it in real life, not on the radio. We should try to call her.
You said it when we were doing local weather.
I believe the comment you made was cold call.
Yeah, give her. Yeah.
We should cold call her like they do in Boiler Room, which I watched over the weekend.
You know, just to say, hey, you know, good luck on the run of that show.
Yeah, and congratulations on the run.
That's right.
What did I say?
You said good luck. You'd probably say good luck at the beginning of the show. We could say congratulations on a great run.
Yeah. And good luck with your brand new web series.
Webisode.
I'm sure that would go well.
And doesn't the episode end tonight that they? They adopt a monkey?
I think that's
and a monkey ends up living with them?
Please, no spoilers.
Okay. No.
I've ruined it for you now, Mike.
Actually, the episode is that, you know, he's a model, of course, after, it's a brilliant idea, after a UPS driver. Mm-hmm. And Carrie comes to work with Doug, and they roll the truck, and Carrie gets very badly injured, and Doug walks over and holds her nose so that she can't breathe.
You know.
As she's spitting up blood.
And then he goes to Vegas, right?
He goes to Vegas and he
buys some peyote.
Some peyote buttons. And then at the very end, he holds his hair plugs up to the sky and says, I get it.
Uh-huh.
I get it. And then Jerry Stiller dumps some asbestos in New Jersey.
Rob really told me that the ending tonight of the show is that they adopt an Asian baby.
Really?
There are a lot of rumors around because it's a very popular show.
Really?
But the crux of the marriage thing is their marriage is breaking up because she has an apartment in the city now.
Oh, their marriage is breaking up.
But
oh, no.
An important phone call changes it.
Really?
That's the phone call when Rob says it's an Asian baby. I say it's a monkey.
On the last episode we find out what the fist is.
Jerry Stiller's fist. I say it that they adopt a baby and dress him up as like in sailor clothes.
And then a spinoff.
It would be fantastic.
No, you know, actually the way it really ends, I read this on, I forgot what the website is, that they said it's a dream. Oh. It's a dream sequence. That really, they're, you know, she's just a kind of a nasty woman.
She wakes up next
with
to
an
mom.
Overbearing woman, with an overbearing mother.
And sister.
I like her sister.
Yeah, there you go.
I do. I like her sister. Now, it's a dream sequence, and she wakes up and she's sitting in the restaurant that she works at. And she's married to a struggling actor who cooks in the restaurant.
Okay.
Cooking pancakes.
I thought of Angelo Pagan, Leah's husband.
Yes.
When I watched Spider-Man 3 over the weekend, Bruce Campbell, who is featured in all of the Spider-Man movies, has more than just a cameo in Spider-Man 3. And that's really, I would say, the highlight of the movie for me, is Bruce Campbell has a very elongated scene where he plays the waiter in a French restaurant.
Right.
Where Tobey Maguire is there having dinner with...
And he's good?
With what's his name. He's outstanding.
Oh, God.
But it's a scene that could be reminiscent of the restaurant that Leah owns.
Uh-huh. Oh. That's wonderful.
When you walk in and her boyfriend, who is the... this is not a joke. He's like the shorter cook.
Oh, I think he's the day manager. Come on. Don't sell him short.
Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why do you feel the need to burn every bridge? Why do you feel the need to burn every bridge? What did she ever do to you?
I don't understand what's wrong with me. I really don't understand.
Do that, Mike?
I wish I could. Will you, Don?
Yes, Mike.
Teach me.
Help him.
Teach me to be good. Please. Teach me to be good. Teach me to be good.
He's reaching out to you.
Put your arms out like that.
Teach me to be good. Please.
Good to people. Good to friends.
Uh-huh. Teach me.
Like our good friend, Leah Remini.
Ah, that's going to be a hell of a cold call there, boy.
You know, maybe we'll give it a try.
We should.
Let's break, come back, maybe we'll try to give that old tomato a call.
I think it's a fine idea.
Very timely.
See what happens.
We'd be nice.
Who knows? Maybe
we'd be nice. We used to be friends. We just had a little
And we kid because we love.
Maybe a little baby Fidel will pick up the phone. Huh?
that's something right out of the gate that she might hang up, but that's all right.
We're off and running.
Hello, Remedy residents.
You know what, really? I think if she answers the phone, if we get through to her, we start out with just something nice right at the, you know, because it's just been Mother's Day. We say, how's your mother?
You can do that.
That's nice. It's right after the holiday.
Mm. What was her mom's first name?
Wasn't it Lorraine?
No, that's Tom Gavin.
Vivian?
No, that's the restaurant.
That's the restaurant.
Was it Jackie? I
think that's it. That sounds right.
That's Jackie? Isn't that Jackie Stallone? Same difference.
They're all named Jackie.
Jacqueline.
Jackie
Remedy. Oh, Mike, you know, every time you do this, we go down this road. I don't know why you got to burn every goddamn bridge. You're never going to make it in this business. You burn so many bridges, Mike.
How many times do I tell you? Seriously. Morning, noon, and night. Letters, emails, phone calls. Teach me to be good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's deja vu. Every time I look at my kid, that's what I realize.
We're putting in action.
Hello?
Huh? Christopher's dead.
Oh my God, Tony, he's dead?
Yeah.
How you doing, Tom?
Wendy got banged up. He says it's probably going to be okay. No, the last thing I remember was pulled away from Phil.
Skid marks all over the place. The cops don't come.
He had a heavy foot, that kid. Almost put me through a billboard one time.
Cause of death was a hemothorax.
Yeah, airbags can crush the ribs when there's no other restraint.
You know what? I haven't been able to tell anybody this, but relief.
Really?
He was a tremendous drag on my emotions. The biggest blunder of my career is now gone. And I don't have to be confronted by that fact no more.
There you go, whole episode.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right there, no need to even watch.
Artistically bankrupt. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Tony.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
All right, we just virtually did the entire episode. There's no need to repeat anything that happened.
No, you don't have to repeat anything. You know, if you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't watch it, you didn't. You got to
I liked it. Mike didn't like it. I liked it.
Hey, you know why he didn't like it? There's one reason your partner didn't like it.
Why is that?
He's a fag. Come on. They killed me. No, it's all right. He's gone. Yeah, we're gonna move on to other episodes. And Christopher is gone. And
you know,
hopefully he goes to a better place. Thank God. That's the way I look at that. But no, it's all right. But hey, I heard you talking before. You talking about what's his name, the King of Queens,
Leah Remini.
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah. Yeah, she's from Queens.
You knew her.
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah, she's a good lady. Yeah, we had a little thing, you know, but man, what a bitch.
Yeah, well, you know, we were friends with her. We did have a thing with her. We were friends with her for a while.
Yeah, she wears on you. I understand. You know, she gets a little bit, too womanlike, you know?
And the other thing that we never really said to her face.
What's that?
Was really how we always thought that show, King of Queens, was really not as funny as we made it out to be.
What? Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not funny. That's the funniest show on television.
You watch
King of Queens? I've seen every episode. You kidding me? No, you're joking, right? You're busting my balls. You like the show. That's the funniest show.
Tony Soprano.
That's the funniest show I've ever seen on television. I watched that show. I watched two things I never missed. Discovery Channel when it's Hitler. And I watched The King of Queens. You're kidding me, right? You didn't think it was funny?
No.
What, are you high? Are you kidding me? You didn't see the one? You remember the one when Doug gets the big screen TV? That killed me. That's the funniest show. There are a lot of comedies on television. That is the funniest show. I can't believe you don't think that's funny. What's wrong with you?
Which do you think is more important going off the air? Your show, The Sopranos, or The King of Queens?
Oh, King of Queens. I mean, that's, there's not going to be a... another comedy that comes close to it. I mean, did you see the one when Carrie takes the job in the city and Doug gets all upset because, you know, she's, like, going away from him and stuff? You never saw that one?
What's funny about
it's funny because they're always doing crazy things, you know? They got crazy stuff happening around the house. It's great stuff. You see the one where Spence wanted to move in with the Heffernans? That would kill me. I swear to God, it was unbelievable. What about when Doug Heffernan went on a diet because he thought he was too fat? Did you see the one where Carrie thought she was too fat? They're great. You know, they're really real life. That's what I liked about it. You know, they're really, really, it's like a real life scenario, you know? You see the one where Carrie's father makes him really mad because he comes walking in all the time. You ever see that one where he comes walking in? That's the best one. Let me finish.
Okay.
This is great because there's this one show where, Carrie's father, they moves in with him, right? And then they have a conversation and whatnot. Oh. And, you know, they're trying to have the conversation.
Whatnot.
And all of a sudden, you know, he'd walk in. That's Jerry Stiller. You know, he's a comedian. So he comes and he walks in, and they're in the middle of something really important that they're trying to talk about, and he walks in,
Are you eating peyote buttons when you're watching that show or something?
No, it's just funny. You know, I've got a pressure job all the time. I'm always working hard. I got to deal with how about their great Christmas shows? You ever see their Christmas shows? They always have a fight.
Let me throw out some other sitcoms out there that are popular.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, that sucks.
The Office.
That's terrible.
My Name is Earl.
Oh, that doesn't do it for me. I don't even know that one.
King of Queens.
Oh,
he likes that.
I'm going to be so sad. You know, here's the way it looks. You get the comedies, you know, you really like your comedies that you enjoy, that you watch, and then when they go off the air, like it is tonight, it's very sad. It's very sad, even though I'm not going to be crying and bawling like a little bitch or anything like that, but, you know, it's sad that it goes, I love it when Doug gets mad. I love it when he gets mad. And I don't like it as much when she gets mad, but when he gets mad, it's great. And then the neighbors get mad, and then the guys at work get mad. It's, you know, it's all right. It's a good show. It's a funny show. Best show on television. I haven't seen a comedy. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy or something.
I'm surprised.
Not crazy. It's because you're surprised. Well, who are you?
Well, I'm Buzz. I do the name.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no, he's Mr. Highfalutin. He's not going to watch that show.
He used to like looking at the pictures. Remember way back on your show when AJ was by the pool?
Yeah.
Remember when Buzz had pictures of AJ and a screensaver on his computer?
That never happened.
AJ by the pool?
It's not true, really.
What? He likes AJ.
No.
You like AJ?
No. I don't know
you
how
my son, you like AJ, like what, like sex? What?
I never said
what
that.
What is
that?
He makes that up just to get you worked up, get you mad at me.
Yeah, it's succeeding.
Because it amuses him.
Yeah, it amuses me, too, to know that I got people looking out for me, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to see you. You're not supposed to talk like that. He's my son.
And you know what else he said?
What?
King of Queens is the worst show in the history of TV.
That's not true. It's the funniest show. It's so good. No. You know what it is? You probably don't get it. Because you don't have a sense of humor.
Tell him one of the episodes you like.
All right,
so
there's
bad.
The
like
one episode. Okay. He's got his buddies, right?
Right.
Doug's got his buddies.
His friends.
And they're coming over to watch, like, a game.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what the game was, but they're coming over to watch a game.
Uh-huh.
Then Carrie comes home, and she thought she was going to have a really nice romantic night with Doug, and he blows the whole thing, and she gets so mad, and she storms out. And then they make up at the end. You know, they actually get along pretty well after that. It's a good show. It's a funny show. It makes me laugh. You know something? I laugh every time I see that show. Every time I see that show, they walk in. I see Doug Heffernan. His guy's name is Kevin James.
Right.
He's so funny. As soon as he walks in, I see him on camera. You start to laugh. Not because he's doing nothing funny, but what he's doing is he's coming in, and you know something's going to happen crazy to him.
Have you ever been to her restaurant?
Vivian's?
Out in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. It's crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not that good. You know, but she doesn't need it. You know, she does it for fun. You know, she keeps everybody happy. You know, we're doing that type of stuff. But that show, just remember, I'm saying this to you, okay? I will tell you unequivocally. Huh?
Unequivocally?
No, yeah, equivocally.
Unequivocally?
What is it?
No, there's no B in it. Unequivocally.
Well, yeah, okay. Use your $25 words. How about
this? Well, you started to use the word. I was just helping.
No, undeniably.
Okay.
All right. Smart ass.
Say that instead. Then.
Smart ass. All right. Hold on. I want to take a pill.
A pill?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just take a little pill. Just have a little bit. Here we go. I get it. I get it. Safe home, Christopher. So hope you do all right.
Yeah. Need a remedy in real life.
Oh God! Don't get me started. Well, you know, we had a thing. We had a little thing.
Was she dancing the Bing?
She didn't dance the Bing. She came into the Bing with a friend of hers. Who was dancing?
and then one thing led to another, you know. And I, it's back in the days when I, well, I wasn't exactly on top, you know. I wasn't exactly on the bottom. You know what I mean, you know. It's like, you know, the dogs do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, oh man, I tell you, I'm always like an animal. That's what they say. The chicks like me because when I'm doing it, I'm like an animal. I'm like a wild animal. That's why I breathe hard. I breathe through my nose, and I really, really go through it. She loved that, and then she could talk. Yeah. Call her mother, call her sister. You know, just too much. I said, get out, come on now. And then, of course, she called. I sent one of my guys out to her. He said something about the nipples and seats. I don't remember exactly what it was. You know, you see the one where Lou Ferrigno was the neighbor? You know, the deaf guy that was like the Hulk? Jesus, that was the funniest thing. I get sore that I'm laughing at that show so much.
Which is better? Let me ask last thing here.
All right, I'm ready.
Which is better, the final episode tonight of King of Queens,
or the final tragedy that show's going off the air?
Or the final episode of your show that is like in 3 or 4 weeks?
My show, you know, so, you know, we've been winding down, you know, for a long time. It doesn't matter. We've been winding down for a long time. I think what it really is that I think the King of Queens is an institution. It's been on longer. You know, it's got more characters that everybody knows. Everybody knows Doug and Kerry Heffernan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. They all know the Heffernan. You know. And, you know, when she got pregnant, it was good, too. You know, because, you know, they made all the fat jokes about her. So it was all right. I like that. Those characters, you know, you got the Heffernans and Spence. You know, and the other guys that come over, the black guy that works with him, I forgot what his name is.
Deacon.
Huh? Deacon. That's the Deacon. Deacon gets so mad when they go out double dating. Did you see that one? That kills me. God, it makes me laugh. But hey, that's why we got reruns, right? And I can watch them again and again. The one with Doug with the big screen TV, I can watch till the cows come home. I can watch that all the time. It's fantastic.
I thought you would want to talk about The Sopranos.
No, Sopranos, Shishmanos, doesn't matter. We got a few more episodes left, you know. And then, you know, I can't tip the hand. David Chase says, don't reveal the plot secrets because that's a big God secret. You know, I said, all right, David, I'll go home and watch King of Queens. I got them all on tape. I got them all on tape, and now I got them on TiVo. I got them all on tape and TiVo.
Now, Buzz, is that your lead?
TiVo, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm sorry I didn't pronounce it. Yeah.
Is that in the beginning of your news tonight that King of Queens is leaving us?
No, actually, I wasn't going to cover that this evening.
What?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's crap. That's a number story.
Oh, no.
That impacts people's lives, you know?
Not very many.
Hey, don't play the retarded kid. What's the deal here? Come on. Man, I'm going to miss the show. I'll say one thing about the Sopranos. I will miss doing the show. And I wish I had done more of my own stunts. Most of them were done by this little 67-year-old lady who was so effing boring.
Pause everything.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
Our website's open right now. Hurry. Only open until the end of the show today.
Yeah, it's a special short day, but they've got an after-hours sale.
That's www.donandmikewebsite.com. Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we actually have a very interesting article from the Ladies' Home Journal of December 1900.
Ooh.
Well, Buzz was on the cover.
Predictions for the year 2000.
Oh. Really?
So the predictions they thought 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Pretty funny the way that we think, you know, we thought when we were kids, we have Jetsons cars and everything.
Mm-hmm. Cars, yeah. The amazing thing about it, it's filled with global warming stuff.
plus, my God, talk about lists. The top stoner songs. The most annoying songs. We've never finished that list.
Right.
The top guilty pleasure bands.
Oh.
The most overrated celebrities. The most overexposed celebrities.
We might have been talking about a couple of them.
40 songs that changed the world.
A lot of lists.
The list. Right here. Well, how about this one? How about this? Extraterrestrials influenced Adolf Hitler.
Well, I know that.
I've always wondered.
I've always known that.
The list of all lists.
A list of lists?
This is just a stupid list.
of nothing in particular.
The list of lists?
The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
I watch American Chopper.
It's tittle, T-I-T-T-L-E.
Oh, the tittles don't build those bikes.
U.S. dollar bills are made out of cotton and linen.
I knew that. No, I didn't.
You didn't know that? A 2x4 is really 1.5 by 3.5.
Yeah, that I know. Well, that's you knew that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
It is.
All right, well, we can waste some time with that tomorrow. And the tapes that we didn't get to today, we didn't get to hear my man Brett Favre. Oh, boy.
Is he crying again?
No, he's pissed, and I would be pissed, too. When the Packers didn't trade for Randy Moss, he demanded a trade. As it turns out, cooler heads prevailed.
Right.
But for one day, hey, Packer fans, he was going
to... I forgot who Randy Moss went to. Who did
the Patriots.
Patriots, that's right.
Here we go. Here's Brett Favre.
We could have signed Randy Moss. I know what we could have signed him for. We could have got him for less money than New England did. He wanted to play in Green Bay for the amount of money we could have paid him. It was well worth the risk. And I last thing I want to do is start anything. But I think he would have been a great addition. You throw Randy Moss, you throw a Donald Driver, and you throw Greg Jennings on the field at the same time and go a 3 wide receiver set.
Right.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Did his sister
what
say
not? What not? What not?
Was his sister there? Brett Favre's sister?
Yeah.
What not? What not? What not? What not? What not? What not? What not?
What not?
What not?
There she is.
Did Brett Favre also announce that he's leaving DEI?
You know, on one hand, I agree with Brett Favre. The Randy Moss would have been a great pickup for the Packers. On the other hand, has not my man Brett Favre dicked around the Packers every single year? Will I come back? Won't I come back? Will I come back? Yeah, come on.
Is he going to use this as an excuse not to play?
He might use it as the perfect excuse to leave the team. Mm-hmm. The situation reminds me of, without mentioning anybody's name, I'm sure you know people like this. Mm-hmm. Probably that's a joke about you. Okay. Married couples that just don't know how to break up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, at this point with the Packers,
you weren't joking.
With the Packers and with Brett Favre, it's like the Packers have so much invested in him and he and them, they can't say, just go play somewhere else.
Right.
And,
just
and he can't say, just let me go play somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, they're
too
like,
much history.
They're like Robin Carey.
Well, he was married to me. I could teach him how to break up.
And we have a tape of Bob Barker and his Plinko stick.
Big week for him.
Here we go, Bob Barker, everybody.
You take all four, go up those stairs, and you can win $40,000 with those four Plinko sticks. And here is the $10,000 slot right here. Hold one chip flat against the board and let it go. And here it comes. It's hung up. But we are prepared for all emergencies.
Stick.
Plinko stick. Plinko stick. Now this does not count. This does not count. No, this doesn't count. I'm going to give it back to you. But look at.
Obviously, it went in the $10,000 slot.
I ask you, what am I offered for my Plinko stick?
Yeah, last big week for Bob Barker.
Yes, it is. I guess he's taping his last episode for daytime on June 6th, but this is the week where they're going to give him the big send-off.
What kind of world is this where you can't even trust the oil companies anymore?
Well, I don't even know what that tape is. Oh, is that Family Guy?
That sounds like it.
I got you. All right, well, I think we're all out of the tapes then.
Oh, shut nap.
And now with other news, here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, tomorrow, what is this one? Bobby Brown getting homophobic?
Oh, God, have you seen that?
No, I've not.
Oh, great. My God.
No, I've not. Hold on. We'll give you, it's my prerogative. Give me a moment.
They told me it was going to be like a prison.
How do I measure up to your cellmates?
You're dangerous.
I haven't tried any sex moves yet.
What do you mean, sex moves? Do I look like... Brother, you're saying you haven't even tried any sex moves yet. Are you?
Am I gay?
Yeah.
Would it make a difference?
Are you?
Why would it make a difference?
You said to me, I haven't even tried any sex moves on you yet. Yet? What the f*** you mean yet? I'm a grown-ass man. Yet? On live TV, I will f*** you up. Trust me.
Too bad that gig with Hot 99.5 didn't work out for him.
Yeah. I think he's making a lot of progress.
I only meant it as a joke.
Okay, well, you should have laughed afterwards. Because I didn't laugh.
It's like the conversation went, I said to you,
who's doing the interview? Simon Cowell's brother?
Do you think I'm an okay cellmate compared with the guys in prison? And you said, I think you're dangerous. And I said, and I haven't even tried any sex moves yet.
Uh-huh.
It was just a joke.
Can you answer the question, though?
I'm just interested. Would it matter to you if I was?
You said, you haven't even tried any sex moves on me yet. Do you know I'll you up in here? Do you know that?
Don't you disrespect me by suggesting that...
Bobby Brown!
Suggesting that what?
Suggesting that my answer might in some way make me less of a man in your eyes.
I think you're less of a man for not answering.
I think it's like a joke. It was just a joke.
You know what would be more of a joke?
It's cracking his knuckles.
Would really be more of a joke? If the 24 hours ended right now. You understand? That would be more of a joke.
He's on a reality show.
Bobby Brown, everybody.
Bob Brown.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
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 I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Top that. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
There you go.
Well, after the horrible thing that happened at Virginia Tech, some teachers in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, decided to be proactive. They staged a drill so that if a crazed gunman ever came to Scales Elementary School, the kids would know what to do.
All right.
Didn't work out the way they hoped. After the lights went out, about 20 kids started to cry. Some begged for their lives. Quoting 11-year-old Shay Naylor, I thought I was going to die. We flipped out. You see, before that, the assistant principal and the teachers convinced the kids there was a gunman on the loose in their school.
Oh,
they told the kids to get down on the floor or hide under furniture, which they did. One teacher even put on a hoodie and rattled a doorknob. The staff now faces discipline for its poor judgment.
God, let's terrorize the children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Chicago Board of Education is being sued after a substitute teacher showed Brokeback Mountain to 12-year-olds. The Oscar-winning film was shown to an 8th-grade class at Ashburn Community Elementary last year.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Shown without parental consent. In fact...
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
The sub reportedly told the kids what happens in Ms. Buford's class stays in Ms. Buford's class.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Yeah, he's not gay. One family, the Richardsons, who have complained about words in books before to the school, want $500,000 in damages for this incident.
Can't be that hungry.
Quoting,
they're showing off.
Quoting Kenneth Richardson, this was the last straw. The school
Who's board, the best?
The school board has no comment.
Buzz, how old were the kids?
12 years old, 8th graders.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Hey, let's have a drill, a terrorism drill.
And the reason...
I apologize for my language.
The reason that they showed Brokeback Mountain to 12-year-olds is...
It was a substitute teacher, and I don't know what her reason is.
She might have been high.
Hasn't said yet.
How's it taste?
Could have been peyote buttons.
Brokeback Mountain.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
The Oregon Senate, meanwhile, has approved a bill allowing former hookers to become teachers. Some women... Some women convicted of misdemeanor prostitution would be eligible for a state teaching license. That conviction would have to be at least 5 years old. State education officials would weigh each case on its own merits, evaluate each teacher individually. 5 other states already have a law allowing former hookers to become teachers. Those states are Nevada, California, Washington, and Idaho.
Did they ask the teacher why he... I mean, I'm still fixated on that other story. Did they ask why he brought in Brokeback Mountain?
It's apparently a woman, and she hasn't said yet. She's not made any comment. I don't think the school is going to allow her to make a public comment until after it's through firing her.
I'm
going to
say she probably didn't have a lesson plan.
Yeah, that's...
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
She just didn't have anything planned for the class. It's, you know, remember when we were kids and they'd reel in the projector?
Sure.
Just wouldn't there be a substitute?
She couldn't make it on time.
Might have just been the DVD she had in her backpack that day.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Now, Friday, we told you about the dropping divorce rate in this country. That's bad for business if you're a divorce lawyer. So, in Chicago, one divorce lawyer has gotten more...
I have no idea why I was applauding.
Applauding.
I really have no idea. I just felt like, you know, I hear that word and I suddenly want to... I want to draw attention to myself.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Oh, thank you for the plug.
Well, divorce lawyers are bummed about the drop in the divorce rate. So one lawyer in Chicago's gotten more aggressive. Corey Fetman is an attractive 43-year-old blonde temptress who wants her fellow Chicagoans to consider divorce. She put up a billboard in the Rush Street nightclub district featuring a hot woman and a shirtless man and this caption.
What?
Life short, get a divorce. Corey says she wanted to remind folks that if they're unhappy or restless or bored, they have options. She says she's gotten more positive calls so far than negative.
Let's see what Carrie has to say.
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you.
Mother's Day with Carrie Spiewak.
Very difficult with him wearing diapers today.
So there it was. In this morning's Washington Post, the headline, Study Finds No Cancer-Marijuana Connection. The largest study of its kind.
He's excited now.
It's Washington Post today. I don't make this stuff up. I don't dig this out from under a rock. This was in today's big newspaper.
Yeah, right.
Largest study of its kind determines that even regular heavy smoking of marijuana does not lead to lung cancer.
Well, you have.
The pulmonologist who did this 30-year study says it's not the result he expected to find. Quoting him, even a suggestion of some protective effect. He says THC kills old cells so that they never become cancerous. The pulmonologist, Donald Taskin at UCLA, is the guy who, until today, was often quoted by federal anti-drug officials.
So you're a queer bird to figure out. One day on the news,
along.
And then the next day is, if you smoke weed...
Mm-hmm.
You're fine, it's not going to cause cancer, it might even fight cancer.
Make you better.
Yes.
Right.
It's strange, isn't it?
Which is true.
Well, let's just say they're all true.
Everything's true when you're high.
Isn't that right, QB?
That's right.
Oh, and the
queer bird.
A lot of old people are toking as well, and that's our story when we come back.
God. Take a break during the break.
Yeah, lots of old people getting high.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Like that guy.
The Duke.
There he is, so high.
So very high.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah
that boy.
Hey there, boy. Chris said you two took peyote together.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done buttons in a while, though.
You know, I've been thinking, why the f*** I'm here?
You can get to that place.
Oh. Well, I mean Vegas. Truth is, I always wanted to try that. But I always had all the responsibilities.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Clap your hands, everybody.
That's the word from Planet Crackpot.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Have you heard Tony Soprano a few moments ago on our show talking about his love of King of Queens?
Loves that show.
We're trying to make that cold call to Lisa Remedy. She's changed all of her phone numbers.
What a shame. What a shame. I'm not surprised.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Wow.
Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Donna.
Hi there, Buzz.
It's true. Yesterday's hippies now live in retirement communities, and now more and more old folks in those homes are smoking pot. Seniors are the fastest growing population these days in the U.S. and Canada. In Vancouver, 65-year-old Mavis Becker says there's a lot of stress dealing with her 93-year-old father who has Alzheimer's. So, time to time, she rolls a joint. Quoting Mavis, I go out on my balcony and smoke a doobie. I feel way more relaxed. I hope my grandchildren will be willing to roll a doobie for me if my arthritis gets too bad.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
University researchers say they're seeing more pot smokers in nursing homes. Quoting one resident, it calms you down, it makes you eat and sleep good.
Here's an old guy who smokes a lot of weed.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
Three Canadian hunters.
Bring out your dead, bring out your dead. In Denver, they're worried about the plague.
You know, the one that wiped out 25 million Europeans in the Middle Ages.
What not?
You're not trying to alarm us, are you? That plague. No, I don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Plague.
Now, in the olden days, the plague was carried by rats. In Denver, it's squirrels. 15 deadly squirrels and a lethal rabbit have been found so far around the city's main park.
And they've all been hired by the sales staff at CBS Radio.
Well, Denver has reason to be nervous about this. Colorado is one of a handful of states where the plague does crop up from time to time. The last outbreak in Denver was 1968.
You know, I'm worried about Mike? Burt Weiss.
Hey, Diamond. Hey, watch out. I'll bite you on the ankle and give you the plague.
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah, you're doing. How you doing, little buddy?
Yeah.
Well, as you might expect.
Burt Weiss.
Fewer
a blast from the past.
Hello.
Fewer babies are getting named Katrina these days, what with the killer hurricane and all. Fewer Katrinas were born this past year in the U.S. than since sometime in the 1950s, except in Louisiana and Mississippi. In the very places ravaged by the hurricanes, the name Katrina's actually increased in popularity since the storms. But for the rest of the country...
Quot not.
But for the rest
of the What not?
I love her.
Katrina Earnhardt.
Now, for the rest of the country, the name Katrina will bounce back. The only name that ever actually vanished from the list of baby names was Adolf, which we mentioned earlier. Emily.
We ain't going to name our kid Katrina. We're going to name her Iraq.
Emily was the most popular name for girls last year. For the 10th year running, Jacob was the most popular name for boys.
Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob. Hey, Jacob.
Jacob.
A man...
Jacob, don't be such a liar.
Jacob the liar.
A man who pretended to be retarded so he could get government disability checks.
Oh, hi there.
He's going to prison.
Oh, no.
28-year-old Pete Costello...
Thank you!
...has been playing his simple, childlike character for 20 years.
I don't want to be in jail.
Now, Pete has to pay back the $59,000 he collected since turning 18.
Oh, my goodness!
I mentioned it before. It was a family of fraudsters when Pete was with Social Security officials.
Thank you!
He would do that. He would slouch and pick at his face and be mostly non-responsive.
Look, my clothes are very bright. I give everybody lots of color.
Pete's undoing in this scam was an appearance in traffic court.
Can we have assistance, please? Row number one for toilet seat?
God, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
In traffic court, Pete fought a speeding ticket just as any normal person would.
And I don't think it's right for a bird on somebody.
And all of it was captured on video.
What do you like?
In the battle between Al Sharpton and CBS Radio shock jock...
I'm going to go to Alma now. I'm going to catch a bus with Rick.
All right, bye-bye.
Go to Amphipolis!
Bye.
Thank you.
Shut up.
See you later.
The battle between Sharpton and CBS shock jocks, Sharpton leads 2.5-0. CBS Radio has dropped WFNY's The Doghouse with JV and Elvis after a raunchy, stereotypical phone bit they did with the unsuspecting staff at a Chinese restaurant. That follows CBS Radio's dropping of the Don Imus show after he called some basketball players nappy-headed hoes, but it precedes CBS dropping the Opie and Anthony show again, this time for having on a homeless guy who was talking about raping the Queen and the First Lady. It hasn't happened yet, but quoting Sharpton, they should have already been fired. End quote.
This is a done issue. I mean, this is not like the Imus thing was.
Right.
Forget it. Sharpton, shut up, move mm-hmm. past it.
Absolutely.
It's done.
And Imus's former producer continues to call Sharpton a race-baiting bully.
If you want to see some great video, go to YouTube and check out, I think the guy's name is Bernard somebody.
Right.
Check out, it was on Fox News.
Oh, Bernard McGurk.
Against Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Better than that De La Hoya fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and boy, I'm glad I didn't buy that fight. It was on HBO Saturday night
right.
for free.
Did you look in at it a little bit and see how horrible a fight it was?
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the feeling of spending $50+ and just sitting there going, yee.
You did, right?
I did.
I'm mocking you, dork.
Thank you.
And today, our presidential wannabe spotlight focuses on Republican Tommy Thompson.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Lawyer and former governor of Wisconsin. Thompson stuck his foot in it recently by saying that making money is, quote, part of the Jewish tradition. And at last week's GOP debate, he said an employer should be able to fire a worker because he's gay. Soon afterward, Thompson defended himself by saying he didn't understand the question.
When are you moving to Wisconsin, Rob?
Thompson says he didn't hear the question correctly because his hearing aid wasn't working. The battery died, he
Hello?
Said, in the middle of the debate.
Hello.
Not what you want to hear from a guy with his finger on the World War kaboom button that he can't hear. Now Thompson says he was also distracted by flu symptoms, including digestive trouble. Quoting Thompson,
please. Diarrhea is a reason for this?
Quoting Thompson, all I was thinking about was getting off the stage.
Oh, gross. Tommy Thompson. That name is such a jive sounder. Tommy Thompson.
Tommy Thompson.
Spotlight. Finally, I've said it before and I'll say it again, women are naughty. And I have this copy of Glamour magazine to back me up. In the new issue, a survey shows that nearly 7 out of 10 readers fantasize about having more than one partner at a time. 69%, to be precise. And more than 1 in 4 has thought about being in an adult video.
What perhaps, about the vagina?
Perhaps of their own making.
Starboy! Starboy! Starboy!
About 1 in 5 of the women surveyed by Glamour has thought about being with another woman at some point.
Ah, what glorious goo!
And nearly a third have daydreamed about getting a good spanking. Because they're naughty. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That was less of a story and more of just like a social statement.
He does that a lot, doesn't he?
Like editorializing there.
He always does that. Makes me sick.
Like nasty chicks. I think we got to see everybody. Don't forget, big party tonight at Mike's. We're all going to watch
King of Queens final episode, Don.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
Good
sir.
Day to you, sir.
And
I always wear a size large diaper, boy.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a puzzle.
But what is the answer to the puzzle?
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Hans Fast, Wilhelm, Dieter, Ludwig.
This is the Don and Mike Show.